You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Thank you. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon.
Welcome to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. It's time now for the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show.
It's the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show from the Diamond. We're getting set for the first in this six-game series between the Bowie Bay Sox and the Richmond Flying Squirrels. It's a beautiful one, an early morning affair from Richmond, Virginia. Matt Sabatis with you for our 11:05 first pitch this morning. Bowie's offense, they settled down a little bit on the tail end of their series with Akron last week, but they won the series overall thanks to the offense in Game 1 and then the pitching in the following three games. Of course, 20-6 is a really easy trendsetter, but the pitching really carried the weight for the remainder of the series. Now that Bowie's arms are falling into rhythm, it really might help big time this series. Richmond's offense has struggled a bit. They really had a tough time against Erie's pitching last week. While the Seawolves do have the best staff and only scored 20 runs total over the course of that six-game series, only winning two of the six games. Again, 20 runs total. The Bay Sox scored exactly 20 runs in the first game of their series with the Rubber Ducks. And again, while the three of the final five games in that series were decided by exactly one run, and the Bay Sox scored three or fewer runs in three of the final five games of that series, and five or fewer runs in four of the last five games of that series, their offense is still playing well, and their pitching is still working very, very well. They allowed six runs on Tuesday to Akron, eight runs on Saturday, but other than that, it was three or fewer runs for the remaining four games in that set. And while Akron's offense may be on the bottom half of the league, so's Richmond, so the Bay Sox could get some really good work in this series based from their pitching. Today's records, Bowie comes in for game number 15 with an 8-6 mark on the year. They're 1.5 game back of first place, that's Harrisburg. The Senators are 10-5 on the season. The Bay Sox on a two-game losing streak, but 7-3 over their last 10 games. They're 3-2 on the road from Prince George's Stadium. Richmond, the Flying Squirrels, come in for game number 16 this season. They're 8-7 on the year, only a half game behind Bowie. They're tied for third with Erie, all behind Richmond in the Southwest Division, two games out. The Squirrels are on a one-game losing streak after dropping the finale of their series with the Seawolves up at UPMC Park on Sunday. But they're only 5-5 over their last 10. After they took 2 of 3 from the Bay Sox at Prince George's Stadium on opening weekend, the Squirrels have only played 500 baseball total. So that's where they're sitting right now. But they played well at home. Just their second home series this season, and they won the first one against Altoona, 4-2. Today's starting pitching matchup will feature Garrett Stallings going for Bowie. Jake Dahlberg will get the start for Richmond. On Stallings, a 1-0 record, a 2-even ERA. He started the one-hit shutout for Bowie this past Wednesday, but it was in a back-to-back with Ryan Watson, and they were both excellent. But the difference today, there will be no piggyback, or at the very least, none that we've been told of, because Ryan Watson has shifted into the starting rotation for this series. He is tomorrow's scheduled starter, and we'll see what he can do getting the full line in front of him. But what that does say today is that Garrett Stallings' distance and efficiency will be the key thing to watch. He was very efficient against Akron in that one-hit shutout. Over his five innings, he was working heavy ground balls. He only allowed one fly ball over the five scoreless, and again, only one base hit in the first inning. He only walked two batters. So it will be interesting to see how long he could potentially go. Those five scoreless innings tied a career high for him, the longest scoreless outing of his career. Meanwhile, on the other end for Richmond, it will be left-hander Jake Dahlberg making his fourth appearance of the season, all starts. He's without a record and a 3.14 ERA, former Cardinals farmhand, the lefty, and an indie ball arm. The Giants picked him up after he spent parts of three seasons in the American Association, and he was just out of minor league baseball entirely during those years. That's something the Giants have done a lot. They've found quality free agent arms, especially indie ball guys, to use in the rotations, older guys here for Richmond, partly because of the geography of it all. A lot of San Francisco's minor league organization is out on the West Coast. They've got High A Eugene, Low A San Jose, and then, of course, they've got the Triple A, I believe, that's Sacramento for the Giants. So Richmond is just plumb across the other coast, and that does make it a little bit difficult for traveling. So sometimes you do see a lot of those free agent guys get picked up and put to work here in Richmond, and a lot of times they usually pitch very, very well, and that's what Dahlberg has done. He tossed 4 1/3 scoreless innings against Bowie on opening day at Prince George's Stadium. He struck out 8 batters, but he did not pick up the win because, again, he only tossed 4 1/3 innings, even though the Bay Sox did lose that game. But since then, innings in two starts, he's given up three home runs and five earned runs total. So the Bay Sox could tattoo him for some, but this is a heavy pitcher's park, one of the few in the league. We'll see how the Bay Sox can fare, if they can maybe get some of that power that definitely showed flashes at the tail end of the Akron series, but didn't come out in full swing like it did in Game 1 of that set. But it will be a fun one between Stallings and Dahlberg, and we'll break it down more in depth in a little bit. As we step aside now here on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show, we join up with manager Kyle Moore, our weekly chat with the skipper, to get his thoughts on the week that was for Bowie against Akron, and his thoughts on the entire roster overall, especially some of the great play from Dylan Harris, making his AA debut in that series, and just playing phenomenally. So Kyle Moore is our guest next. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With two of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the D.C. area, we love to see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit radsmile.com today and book your free consult. That's radsmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Bowie Bay Sox.
Sunday, May 22nd, it's a fiesta at Prince George's Stadium. For the first time this season, the Bay Sox will transform into El Congrejos Fantasmas de Chesapeake and face off against Los Perros Calientes de Akron as part of Minor League Baseball's Copa de la Diversión. It'll be a Latin fiesta celebration all afternoon around the ballpark, all presented by Chesapeake Employers Insurance. Get your tickets today at 301-464-4865 and online at baysox.com.
From sprains to stitches, sore throats to stomach aches, and pulled muscles to poison ivy, care is around the corner at Patient First. Walk in to see a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. X-rays, lab tests, and prescription drugs are on site, and most major insurance plans are accepted. For routine illnesses, you. Patient First. The name fits.
Patient First. Proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox. Open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
Back on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show, we're joined with manager Kyle Moore previewing this upcoming series with Richmond. It was a very fun six-game set with Akron. A lot of highs, and you could take Daniel Espino's outing maybe as a bit of a low, but I feel like that's a tip of the cap kind of moment for what he put together, wouldn't you say?
No doubt. I think that's the best arm. I hope that's the best arm we're going to see all year. Certainly the best fastball we're going to see all year. If there's a better fastball in the game right now, I would love to see it, because not only did it look good from the side, but when it grades out with all the pitch grading information that we have, it's the best fastball we're ever going to see. So that's what he is, and tip of the cap to him. I do wish we would have made a little more contact early in the game. Really proud of Gunnar Henderson getting him on a curveball and not giving away at bats. But you know what? When you run up against a guy like that, he's going to get you out. Just would love to put a little bit more balls in play next time.
We'll catch up on Henderson in just a little bit, but obviously the big story out of last week was Tuesday, too. Was that a record for you, or have you been a part of a bigger blowout?
I don't know. I mean, certainly happy with all the runs. I can't remember a game where I've been involved with a team that scored more, and certainly not more with two outs. I think that's definitely the most runs that any club of ours has ever scored with two outs. So it was a lot of fun. You know, I mean, also we played it in a little over 2 hours for such a long game. So I think it was a testament to this pitch clock thing they got going, but. Fun game for us, for sure. Way to get the series kicked off.
Well, you mentioned the two out hitting. This team has driven in more runs with two outs than any other team outside of AAA, and more than any other team in Major League Baseball. So, what's it kind of been like, just keeping the strength and mentality alive when there's two outs on the board?
Yeah, I just think that we've proved this point that you just cannot afford to give away a single pitch, and the guys have done a really nice job of learning how to focus. In that way, I think focus is a very learned skill, and these guys are showing a lot of maturity and never believing they're really out of an at-bat. It was 1-2, 0-2, 2-2, and they understand that when they make a good swing decision on 1-2, that 2-2 now flips the count in such an advantage from 1-2 that now we really do have a chance to do some damage. So I think they've done a great job just absorbing that message.
couple of key performances out of the Akron series. You mentioned Gunnar Henderson, went yard in back-to-back games for his first homers of the season, and they were rockets. They were just fun to watch crack off the bat. What was that like for him to get the monkey off the back there?
Yeah, I think I don't even know if he even, you know, was worried about it. I mean, look, he was putting great swings on the ball. His exit velos were high. His swing decisions were great. So we knew it was just a matter of time before one of these things was going to leave the yard. And he did it in a loud way versus the best starter he's going to see all year. And then the other ball he hit was just absolutely juiced to right. So, yeah, I mean, not surprised, like I said, because his quality of his at-bats were super quality leading up to that point. But really happy for Gunny. Got to keep him hot.
And then, of course, on Dylan Harris coming up from the complex to replace Toby Welk on the injured list, and really hasn't seen any sort of issue when it comes to facing double-A pitching so far. You worked with him in Aberdeen last season. You worked with him a little in spring training. What have been some of your favorite things about him?
Yeah, no, what a great story. I mean, just a testament to his perseverance. I mean, the guy gets told in spring training he's not going to make a team. He sticks his nose in there. He grinds it out. Next thing you know, he's up here. Now he's playing, and now not only is he playing, he's playing like he's the best player on the field. I mean, this guy's throwing people out. He's turning in quality at bat 4 or 5 times a night off of really good pitching. So just happy for him. You know, he did it, and he put himself in this position. And so then when the opportunity comes his way, and he just really eats it up. It's just a really great story. It's just kind of why you do this in the business of, opportunity for young men chasing a dream. I'm super happy for Dilly.
About a couple of guys, too, that really shined during the Akron series. It was Wednesday's game, Garrett Stallings and Ryan Watson combining for the one-hit shutout. And how about Watson, too, those 8 perfect innings to start his double-A career? What have been some of the best things you've liked about his work on the mound?
Yeah, I mean, he's been outstanding for two outings at Binghamton on a really cold night, and then he came back here and showed us that it was no accident, that he really does have the stuff that it takes. And I think that his fastball, both the life on his fastball and also his ability to command it and his fearlessness with it, has led him to a lot of success. I also think the sharpness of his sliders is much better from last year, which it wasn't bad last year. It's just part of our pitch development, and it has gotten much better. And so, you know, when you pair those two things together out of a big physical body like Waddy, you start seeing some results that we're super pleased with.
One question I definitely wanted to ask as the season has progressed, what have been your thoughts about Adam Hall in the leadoff spot? He's really been shining there.
Yeah, sure. I mean, Adam's the guy. I'll hit him anywhere in the lineup. I know he's ready to play anywhere, any position, any part in the lineup. But I just think that part of Adam's game, and the largest part of Adam's game, is he's a run scorer. He's been that way his whole career. He may not be a home run hitter. He may not be able to box him up into one little sort of stereotype, but what he is and what he's always been and throughout his track record is a run scorer. So that's why he's at the top. And he's also proving that he was ready for this challenge because he's getting on base at a high clip. He can steal second base no matter what, whenever the guys no matter how quick he is to the plate. Halsey is not only really fast, but he's a great base runner. So that's also why he's at the top, and that attributes to him scoring runs. I mean, he's a run scorer, so we got to keep him right where he's at and keep him scoring those runs.
Again, here with Kyle Moore on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show. What are some of the challenges and maybe some of the benefits that come from playing Richmond again on such a quick turnaround after the opening weekend?
Well, I think the benefits are we saw a few of their starters that we're going to see a couple, you know, the same guys 3 times. So that's the benefit. The challenge is they saw our guys too, you know. So we're familiar with 3 of their starters. We'll see, you know, probably 2 or 3 that we didn't see, but they're a good club, a record much like ours, and Richmond's always good. You know, the Giants always put older players there, you know, they're a long way from home from San Francisco, but they have a good club, and we're going to respect it.
Yeah. And then one last thing, I always like to ask it headed into the series. How'd you spend your off day?
I hung out with the girls, like I spend all off days, but we were just bouncing around today. I got a haircut. We went to a couple shops, went to a couple stores, had a great, normal, super normal day, our youngest, Cammie, took a great nap for me and Mom, so it was awesome. It was good. So we had a good day.
All right, very enjoyable. Kyle, thank you so much for the time. Kyle Moore here on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show. When we come back, we'll walk through the lineups for Bowie and Richmond in depth. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Hey kids, the Bay Sox Futures Club is the best way to be a fan of the Bay Sox, and it's completely free for kids ages 3 through 12. Futures Club members get access to special members-only events, discount ticket offers, and free gifts for just signing up. Parents, head over to BaySox.com to sign up your kids, so don't miss out on all the promotions and giveaways at Prince George's Stadium this season and next. The Bay Sox Futures Club. Sign up now at BaySox.com.
PestNow is proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their pest control services. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, call PestNow. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control services, call PestNow. You can reach us at 301-231-8300 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging at 71021 or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
It's time for Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. The Bay Sox are the AA affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. Coverage of the 2022 Bowie Bay Sox season is brought to you by Chesapeake Employers Insurance, DCA Imaging Systems, On the Green, Patient First, Royal Farms, Smile Doctors, and ZY Pyrotechnics. And now, live from the ballpark, it's time for Bowie Bay Sox Baseball.
We're ready to go from the diamond in Richmond, Virginia. It's game one of a six-game series between the Richmond Flying Squirrels and your Bowie Bay Sox. Matt Sabatis with you on a very lovely morning here in Richmond as they get set to take the colors off of the field and we get set for a little bit of baseball here at the diamond. Such a historic facility in downtown Richmond, as both sides still stand at attention waiting for the colors to be removed. The second homestand of the season for the Squirrels, the second road trip of the year. Dahlberg starting on the mound for Richmond, and as he'll get ready to toss a few warm-up pitches, let's go ahead and introduce you to the Bay Sox starting lineup in depth while we've got the moment. Leading it off in center field, you've got Hudson Haskin. He's coming in to the leadoff slot after a late change in the lineup. Adam Hall was originally scheduled to be the leadoff man, but I've mentioned it before, there has been a bit of a bug going around the Bay Sox clubhouse, but nothing serious, just something a little mild, and again, an 11 a.m. game, there's no point in risking anything or making a guy push himself a little bit too hard this early in the season, so Hall is being given the day off. Haskin will take the leadoff slot. It follows Jordan Westberg batting second, playing second. Westberg, a .250 average this season, a .929 OPS. He picked up a hit in Sunday's series finale with Akron after going without for three consecutive games. That was his longest stretch of the season. Gunnar Henderson follows. He's at third base, batting third. Then Joey Ortiz, he's the shortstop today. He'll be cleaning things up. Hudson Haskin was originally scheduled to be the shortstop, but again, with Adam Hall being removed from the lineup late, Haskin shifting into the leadoff spot, and Ortiz shifting up to replace him. Andrew Dashbach is at first base. He's batting fifth. He had such an interesting series against the Rubber Ducks. While he didn't collect too many hits, his plate discipline was just outstanding. Drew seven walks during the series. And overall on the season now, Dashbach has bumped his walk total all the way up to a pretty darn respectable 13. He only drew 42 walks over the entirety of the 2021 campaign between his time in Bowie and Aberdeen, so he can really step it up now with the way that he's been moving, especially after that series with the Ducks. Dylan Harris follows it up in left field. He's batting sixth for Bowie. He's on such a great start to his AA career. A dead even 500 at the plate. He's got hits in all five games he's played. Cody Roberts is the catcher today. This is the first time back in the lineup for Roberts after taking Sunday's game off, but he did catch on consecutive days during the series with Ducks catchers. He's in the seven hole. Zach Watson is in right field. He's batting eighth. And Shane Fontana, who was originally set to be on the bench, will be in the game as the designated hitter after the late change with Adam Hall. Fontana is batting ninth. The Bay Sox are the AA affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. They are managed by Kyle Moore, assisted by Brandon Becker, Josh Conway, Tim DeJohn, who's the first base coach, and Billy Facto as well. And one more time, that lineup for Bowie. You've got Hudson Haskin, Jordan Westberg, Gunnar Henderson, Joey Ortiz, Andrew Dashbach, Dylan Harris, Cody Roberts, Zach Watson, and Shane Fontana, all to face left-hander Jake Dahlberg on the mound. Dahlberg kicks a little bit of dirt off the rubber and climbs the hill as Haskin, the right-hander, steps in. Brings ball in glove as fans file in here for this Education Day game at the Diamond. The first pitch is on its way home, and it's drilled high and deep out to right field. Running on it is Franklin Labor. He leaps at the warning track, and he drops it off his glove. Rounding first, heading to second, and stopping there is Haskin. He leads off with a double, with first pitch coming home at 11:07 a.m. on a beautiful 73-degree day here in Richmond. Haskin has been attacking the first pitch lately, and he really made it work there. Labor had a good timing on it. He jumped up just a bit, but it just bounced off his glove. He didn't angle it properly. But whatever the case, the Bay Sox open the game with a runner in scoring position, and now here's Jordan Westberg. Westberg digs in, the right-hander, 15th game this season for him, a 250 average, a 929 OPS, three doubles, no triples, four homers, 11 driven in, first pitch. Fastball misses in, and the count begins at 1-0. For Hudson Haskin, that was his fourth double of the season and the first since he smacked three of them on opening day against this very same team and this very same pitcher, Jake Dahlberg. Here's the 0-1, swing and a miss. Check that, the 1-0, it swung on and missed. He's at a ball and a strike on Westberg. Right-hander plays on the back side of the batter's box, holds the bat tightly above the back shoulder and waggles it slightly, the 1-1. Fastball tails too far down and inside, and the count goes to two balls and one strike on Westberg. Again, a very beautiful day here in Richmond. There was an anticipated bit of rain toward the 1 o'clock hour, but fortunately it has pushed further and further back in the day. Next pitch to Westberg, called a strike, a late ring up on a pitch on the upper outside corner of the zone, and the count evens at 2. So now, especially with the new enforced pitch clock rules, we might be able to get this game through quickly and not have an issue with the impending weather, but it is still anticipated to get here later. Two balls and two strikes, the count on Westberg. Runner at second, nobody out. The pitch bounced to third, but foul. That one kicks a little bit of dirt up on the left side of the line before it even reaches the bag, so that's a clear-cut one as the count holds. Been an interesting couple of outings for Dahlberg. We'll talk about his season when we get a little deeper into this inning, but the Bay Sox already threatening here in the top of the first with runner at second, nobody out. Dahlberg looks back, runner at second, and fires at home. In on the hands, popped up behind home plate, shedding the mask is Martirano. He scales over toward the on-deck circle and pulls it in. There's one out here in the top of the first inning. Let's tell you about that defensive alignment for Richmond. From left to right in the outfield, you've got Jacob Hayward, Michael Gigliotti, then Franklin Labor. Sean Roby is at third base. Will Wilson is the shortstop. Shane Matheny at second. Frankie Tostado at first. Brandon Martirano is the catcher today for Jake Dahlberg on the mound. Dahlberg faces Gunnar Henderson now. Left-hander digs into the box, and he's already called for an automatic strike as he was not set properly, so the count begins at nothing and one. Henderson does not argue about it at all. He just gets set and settles in. Pitch. First pitch home. Called a strike, so it's already nothing and two. Dahlberg, a 6-foot, 205-pound left-hander, 28 years of age, signed as a minor league free agent midway through last season. Graduated from the University of Illinois at Chicago. This is his second organization. Used to be a Cardinals farmhand. Here's the 0-2. Misses away. Count goes to a ball and two strikes. Henderson, a .261 average this season, an .886 OPS, three doubles, two home runs, came in back-to-back games in the Akron series. He's got 10 runs driven in. That tall, muscular frame from Henderson can really power the ball when he makes a good crack. The 1-2, bounced foul, first base side toward the Richmond dugout, and the count holds. Dahlberg makes his fourth start of the season and already his second against Bowie. He pitched 4 1/3 scoreless against the Bay Sox on opening day, struck out 8, only walked 1. But since then, his numbers have been a little bit more inflated in a couple of more home runs, too. Tell you more in just a second as he waits to fire the 1-2 and he steps off. The first of two allotted. We'll wait on the 1-2 offering. Not too much wind here at the diamond. You can see the cars whizzing past on I-95 out past left field. 1-2 from Dahlberg. Away, a fastball. Count goes even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. After Dahlberg opened the season against Bowie, he's tossed a combined 10 innings, 4 against Altoona, 6 against Erie. He was an inning shy of a complete game, part of a doubleheader. But he's given up 5 earned on 9 hits over those 10 innings. 2-2, bounced foul, right side. Count stays. Henderson really charging through this plate appearance, too. That was the 6th pitch. We'll see the 7th in a couple of seconds. Of those 5 runs that Dahlberg has given up, he's also given up 3 home runs, a part of that mix. Runner at second, still on and driven high and fairly deep out to right center field. Gigliotti squares on it, though. The center fielder camps in the galley, picks it from the air and fires to the infield, but Hudson Haskin has plenty of time to tag from second and move to third. There's 2 away here in the top of the first, and the Bay Sox have a runner 90 feet away. Now in steps Joey Ortiz. Dahlberg's home debut came with a little bit of struggle in that first inning against Altoona. All 3 runs in that opening came in the first inning, and all with 2 outs. That's where Bowie's done a lot of their damage this season. Maybe it could happen again today. Here's the first pitch to Joey Ortiz. A check swing, pitch down. Will they appeal? They do. He didn't go. The count begins at 1-0. Ortiz on the season, a .216 average for Bowie, a .588 OPS. 4 doubles, a triple, no homers, 9 runs driven in. Runner at third, 2 away here in the top of the first inning, a scoreless game. First of a 6-game series between Bowie and Richmond. Here's the 1-0, swing and a miss, pitch in the dirt. Count evens at a ball and a strike. Your umpiring crew for today's game, Sean Cassidy is at third base, Jude Corey is at first, and Kelvis Velez calls the balls and strikes behind home plate. One and one, the count on Ortiz, pitch home, swinging a flared shot out toward right field. This one carrying a bit, but Franklin Labor is on it. The right fielder hauls it in, and the inning is over. The Bay Sox get a double on the very first pitch of the game, but can't do anything with it. We go to the bottom of the first here at the Diamond, and the Bay Sox, nothing. The Squirrels coming on up. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
It's not baseball season without fireworks, and you can always count on the biggest and best at Prince George's Stadium. There's no better way to cap off a fun evening at the ballpark than a spectacular fireworks show. And the Bay Sox have got you covered this season with 16 different shows to choose from. So get your tickets now at BaySox.com. There's plenty to catch in the month of May with fireworks every home Saturday. Hope to see you there.
Hey, coffee lovers. Know where you'll find the world's freshest cup of coffee? right here at Royal Farms. Because with our new brewing system, it's the kind of coffee you want to this. Ah, the freshest, most flavorful cup of coffee you can buy is at Royal Farms. So try one. It'll be love at first sip. Because it's the freshest coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast, Royal Farms.
Bottom of the first here at the Diamond. The Bay Sox coming up empty in their first half of action. As Garrett Stallings warms on the mound for Bowie, the starting lineup for the Squirrels that he'll face looks like this. Leading off in center field, you've got Michael Gigliotti, followed by Will Wilson at shortstop batting second. Sean Roby is at third base batting third. Frankie Tostado, the first baseman, bats fourth. Brandon Martirano is the catcher batting fifth. Tyler Fitzgerald is the DH batting sixth. Jacob Hayward in left field bats seventh. Franklin Labor in right field bats eighth. Shane Matheny at second base bats ninth. The Flying Squirrels are the AA affiliate of the San Francisco Giants. 8-6 on the year on a two-game losing streak. They're managed by Dennis Pelfrey, assisted by Paul Esguerra, Danny Santon, and Gary Davenport. And once more quickly, that lineup for Richmond. Gigliotti, Wilson, Roby, Tostado, Martirano, Fitzgerald, Hayward, Labor, Matheny to face Garrett Stallings on the mound. First pitch to Gigliotti is a breaking ball called for strike in the lower inside corner. Nothing and one to start. Michael Gigliotti this season, a .333 average. This is just his eighth game. He swings through another breaking pitch, thought about checking the swing but couldn't stop himself. And the count suddenly nothing and two. Gigliotti, a .900 OPS, one homer, five runs driven in. He's only 3-for-12 leading off innings this year, though. He bounces this next pitch foul, a high bounce into the Richmond dugout, and the count holds. Gigliotti, though, he had an excellent time against Bowie on the opening weekend at Prince George's Stadium. He went 5-for-8 with his lone home run. Here's the 0-2, swing and a miss for strike three. Got him with the curve down, and Stallings opens up with a strikeout here in the bottom of the first. Starting defense, Glenn Harris, Hudson Haskin, and Zach Watson. Gunnar Henderson at third, Joey Ortiz at short. He played an excellent shortstop on Sunday. Jordan Westberg at second, Andrew Dashbach at first, and Cody Roberts catches for Garrett Stallings on the mound. First pitch from Stallings to Will Wilson is a called strike. Fastball hits the lower outside corner. It's nothing and one. Stallings, coming in for his third start of the season, fires the 0-1. It misses away, and the count evens at 1 on Will Wilson, who's batting .214 this season, .742 OPS, but with 3 home runs. Squirrels as a team have 21 home runs. The Bay Sox have 21 as well. Next pitch popped up right side, out of play. Dashbach gives light chase, but stops before getting to the warning track, 1-2. Garrett Stallings, a 6'2", 200-pound, 24-year-old right-hander from Chesapeake, Virginia, brought to the Orioles organization, part of a trade with the Los Angeles Angels in 2020. It was the Jose Iglesias deal. Next pitch. Misses just down the curveball, and the count evens at 2 here on Will Wilson. Stallings comes into today a 1-0 record, an even 2 ERA, as the 2-2 comes home. Check swing. Called strike three. Got him on the upper outside corner. A late ring up. Wilson not pleased, but doesn't say anything. Back-to-back strikeouts to open the day for Garrett Stallings. His first backwards K. Bay Sox in their alternate road orange uniforms with a black shoulder stripe and the black block buoy on the front side. Black cat, orange brim. As Sean Roby digs in and fires the first pitch out to deep right field. This could go. Backing up on it, Watson. He looks up and it's gone. Sean Roby's league-leading 7th home run of the season is a solo shot here with 2 outs in the bottom of the first inning. Didn't look like that well struck of a ball, but it just got off the bat easily and carried. That's his first home run in over a week after he had 6 over the first 9 games of the season. Here's Frankie Tostado. First pitch misses down and in, and the count begins at 1-0. Squirrels in their all-white home uniforms with the Flying Squirrels typeface on the front side. Next pitch to Tostado is a swinging strike down. Count evens at a ball and a strike. red numbers and a black name on the back side. Tostado, the left-hander, is batting .283 this season, .740 OPS, three doubles, a homer, five runs driven in. He fouls off the next offering, but just gets it off of home plate, so it doesn't go anywhere. Count already 1-2. Bay Sox trail 1-0 now here in the bottom of the first inning. A solo home run by Sean Roby with two outs. It's his second against Bowie this season. He had one in the opening series. The 1-2. Misses just up and away the fastball. Count begins at 2-2 now on Tostado. Next pitch will be number 15 of the inning for Garrett Stallings. He delivers it, and it's popped up out to deep left field, but it's going to stay in the park as Dylan Harris curls around on it. Has to bend down a little bit to pull it in around the waist, but the inning is over. Two-out solo home run by Sean Roby, the story of this first inning. As we go to the second here at the Diamond, Richmond holds on to the early 1-0 advantage. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Hey, Bay Sox fans, if you've got a teacher or educator in your life that's meant a lot to you, or if you're one yourself, then you don't want to miss out on the Bay Sox Educator Appreciation Week from Tuesday, June 28th to Friday, July 1st. Teachers and educators who show a school ID at the Bay Sox ticket office will get two free tickets to a game of their choice between those days, all sponsored by Educational Systems Federal Credit Union. Again, it's Educator Appreciation Week at Prince George's Stadium, Tuesday, June 28th to Friday, July 1st.
A birthday bash with the Bay Sox is the best time at the ballpark. Bring your friends and family out to celebrate and be the star of the show. Dance on the dugout with Louie, play games in the stadium, and have the stadium sing for you. Bay Sox birthday parties, an unforgettable, one-of-a-kind experience at Prince George's Stadium. Book yours by calling 301-464-4880 or at baysox.com.
If you own or operate a building or facility, or if you're a general contractor that is located or operates in the D.C. area, there is no doubt that it is important for you to have the best trained and most qualified people working for you. Members of Steamfitters UA Local 602 provide the highest level of HVAC, mechanical, and specialty piping services to the various customers we serve. For more information about the services we provide and for a list of companies you can hire, please visit steamfitters-602.org.
Top of the second here in Richmond, a 1-0 Squirrels lead. Matt Sabatis with you from the Diamond, as it'll be 5, 6, and 7 due up for Bowie in this half inning. Andrew Dashbach to lead it off. Jake Dahlberg is back to work, and the wave has already broken out here on this Education Day affair. Here's the first pitch. Dashbach watches up and in. Count begins at 1-0. Dashbach on the season for Bowie, only a 190 average in his 13 games. 754 OPS, however. That's a trend better, thanks to two home runs, a double, five runs driven in. Next pitch misses a bit down, and the count goes to 2-0 on Dashbach. Key number for him in the last series was the walks. The next pitch, a swinging strike. He went chasing after the curve from Dahlberg. Count to 2-1. Dashbach drew seven walks in the Akron series. There was only one game in the entire series that he did not draw a walk. Here's the 2-1. Swing and a miss. High fastball that time, and the count evens at 2. But he's already up to 13 walks drawn this season, and he only walked 42 total times in the 105 games he played last year. Lefty Dahlberg looks for the punch-out, would be his first. The 2-2 inside, nearly clipped Dashbach. A little bit out of the way to avoid it, but it runs the count full. And Dashbach's been very good on the full counts this season, too. Draws a majority of his walks when it comes to these 3-2 offerings. His first eight were that way. The 3-2... down low for ball four. Give him another. So Dashbach draws yet another free pass. Talk about the plate discipline improvements from Andrew Dashbach this season, too. He had the second most strikeouts in the entire Orioles minor league system, second only to Kyle Stowers. He struck out 144 times last year, and while his strikeouts are still up there on the leaderboards this season, the walks are already at such a larger pace than they were last year. Here's Dylan Harris, first pitch. Called a strike on the lower outside corner. Count begins at 0-1. Harris has been off to such a good start for Bowie. Coming in for this, just his sixth AA game. Next pitch. Misses down and away. Count evens at a ball and a strike. dead even 500 on a 10 for 20 clip with two home runs, four doubles, four runs driven in, seven runs scored. He struck out three times, walked twice. That's an OPS of 1545. Here's the 1-1. Misses away, and the count goes to 2-1. There's a very just minuscule problem here with the way that the press box is set up in Richmond, that there's a bar in front of the windows that just very slightly obstructs first base. Got to tilt my head a little bit to find Dashbach, see how big of a lead he's taking. The 2-1. Slides down and away, skips away. Dashbach dances off of first, but he gets back in time. The catcher, Martirano, was able to slide over and keep it in the batting circle, so Dashbach didn't really risk it. It runs the count to 3-1 anyway, so Harris is sitting in a prime opportunity here to make a little bit of noise as Bowie trails 1-0. Working on the third base side of the rubber, Dahlberg sends home. Called a strike, a late ring up high. It runs the count full as Harris has to go retrieve it from outside the batting circle near the Bay Sox dugout. Yeah, that's one of the tough things that we've seen a little bit this season, and it's definitely notable from this umpiring crew that we've seen already this year for Bowie. They're a little slow on those ring-ups. Here's a payoff pitch. Swing and just a piece. Harris stays alive on a breaking ball down, and the count stays full. But at this point, Jake Dahlberg is already getting up there. That was his 28th pitch. The next will be number 29. This is kind of in line with his numbering, though. He averages a little bit over 15 pitches per inning, and that's almost where he's at right now. Another payoff to Harris. He pokes at it and just nubs it over toward the second baseman. Tag applied on the grab. The send to first is in time. Shane Matheny turns a four unassisted three double play. The only thing that really would have saved Bowie in that situation would be if Dashbach had taken off ahead of the pitch, but that's not really something that Bowie does with Andrew Dashbach. So for the second time today, in just the second inning, the leadoff man reaches, and he does not score. So now with two outs, here's Cody Roberts, first pitch. Fastball misses just down and in, and the count begins at 1-0. Roberts on the season for Bowie, coming in for his ninth game, a .286 average with a homer, six runs driven in, four scored. He lifts this one into shallow center field, but right on it is Michael Gigliotti. Only had to step in about 5-10 feet at most, and the inning is over. Bay Sox send the minimum to the plate. They do draw a leadoff walk, but lose the runner on a double play. We go to the bottom of the second here at the Diamond. Bay Sox trail 1-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We'll give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. So don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
On the Green Incorporated is your lawn care team, providing professional organic-based lawn care programs for residential and commercial lawns. Our lawn care programs provide ballpark quality results. Each service is custom tailored with guaranteed results for even the toughest lawns. On the Green also offers outdoor pest control services. Mosquitoes, ants, ticks, and more. Safely and effectively control insects and enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green Incorporated. Go to onthegreeninc.com.
Bay Sox Youth Baseball Camps are back in 2022, and registration is open now. Three sessions this summer led by Orioles Hall of Famer and former Rookie of the Year Al Bumbry, along with former Bay Sox outfielder Stephen Bumbry. Kids will take part in in-depth on-field instruction and go head-to-head in camp-wide games at Prince George's Stadium. All campers get a free Bay Sox hat and a ticket to a Bay Sox game of their choice. Space is limited, so head to BaySoxShop.com and reserve your spot at a Bay Sox Youth Baseball Camp today.
Bottom of the second here at the Diamond, a 1-0 Richmond lead. Back to our Garrett Stallings for Bowie. He faces off with 5, 6, and 7 in the Richmond lineup and fires a first-pitch ball down low to Brandon Martirano to get things started here in the home half of the frame. Matt Sabat is with you on a beautiful morning here in Richmond. Next pitch, Martirano watches away, and the count opens 2-0. The catcher for Richmond is batting only 139 this season, but he does have two homers and a double, 5 runs driven in total, but just a 517 OPS, 2-0. Inside, the fastball clips him on the armpit almost. He got out of the way, and the count goes to 3-0. Wind starting to push in just a little bit from center field. As the 3-0 comes in, it's a fastball right down Broadway, call it for strike one. But again, a very beautiful day. You can see the sky a ways away down past right field. The 3-1 misses high for ball four. Martirano was hesitant to toss the bat. As mentioned, we've already seen a handful of late called strikes from this umpiring crew this season. So the leadoff walk drawn by Martirano, just his third walk this season. Stallings only giving up his fifth walk this year. Here's Tyler Fitzgerald. Yeah, the Diamond, very old and historic ballpark, a few miles north of downtown Richmond on I-95. First pitch to Tyler Fitzgerald is a swinging strike. Fastball down low. The count begins at nothing and one. Despite its age, it still holds up very well, and obviously it draws very, very well. One of the top teams in the league in terms of attendance year after year. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Swinging a bouncing ball foul, third base side. Count begins at nothing and two on Fitzgerald. This bottom half of the lineup for Richmond does have a couple of clunks in it, as Tyler Fitzgerald is also batting under 150, 128 with just a 520 OPS. But again, he has two home runs. He has 5 runs driven in, but he only has a 520 OPS. It's very interesting. Here's the 0-2 from Stallings. It hits him. Got him on the shoulder. Fastball up and in. Seemed to be very similar to where Martirano ducked out of the last one. And Stallings trying for that up-and-in fastball just doesn't seem to be hitting it properly. So two aboard here to open the second. Stallings was on a six-inning scoreless streak before the Sean Roby home run in the first inning. It was the second longest scoreless streak of the year, second only to Ryan Watson's 8 innings. As here's Jacob Hayward, first pitch, driven up the line on first, but this one will slice foul. Takes one hop and lands into the Richmond bullpen. Count begins at nothing and one. Hayward, a 303 average. He's doing pretty well this season with an 802 OPS, a double, a home run, 5 runs driven in. He definitely needed a few more of the base hits. He drew a lot of walks last season. I believe he broke the franchise record, but wasn't the best contact person. Here's the 0-1. Called a strike. Bottom nothing and two. In a very historic ballpark here in downtown Richmond. Share the facility with VCU for their baseball games. Here's the 0-2. Bounces in. Kept in front by Cody Roberts. A ball and two strikes now on Hayward. Hayward went 3-for-8 in the series with the Bay Sox. On opening weekend, he struck out 4 times, drove in 1 run. First and second, nobody out here in the bottom of the second inning, a 1-0 Richmond lead. Stallings sets on the first base side of the rubber, and finally delivers the 1-2. It's popped up behind home plate, this one will get out. No, wait, no, it's staying in. Stallings ran down, Cody Roberts just stood behind home plate and didn't realize until much, much too late that he could have made that play. Fact is, the ball got out of my field of view, so I was reading the body language of Cody Roberts, who just did not move from behind home. Garrett Stallings eventually came sprinting down from the mound, alerting Roberts that you should go try for that, and if Roberts had been on it from first contact, he probably would have been able to catch it. But instead, it's just a foul, and the count holds at 1-2. Another pitch from Stallings misses down and in, and the count evens. An education day game here at the Diamond, so you can already see a couple of yellow buses out in the parking lots past left field for some of the local school kids. 2-2, swinging a bouncing ball over toward third and off of the glove of Henderson between his legs. Everyone's safe. It hit off of his glove, so it didn't get into left field, but it just stopped dead on the ground, and it gave him no chance at a play. So that's an E5, Henderson's first error at third base this season, and it's going to lead to a mound visit as the bases are loaded here with nobody out. Cares are 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. Every patient first has on-site labs, x-rays, and prescription drugs. Patient first. The name fits. Bottom of the second here at the Diamond. Bay Sox already trailing 1-0. Bowie has managed two base runners. They've gotten one to third base. That was a leadoff double by Hudson Haskin in the first inning. He did it on the first pitch of the game, but could not score. After a couple of flyouts, there was not much. Then in the second inning, Bowie got a leadoff walk from Andrew Dashbach. He's been excellent when it comes to the strike zone discipline lately. But he could not get around to score thanks to a double play hit into by Dylan Harris. In the bottom of the first for Richmond, it was a two-out solo home run by Sean Roby, his league-leading seventh. And now a walk, a hit by pitch, and an E5. The hat trick without the base hit for Richmond to load the bases. Corner infielders play in for Franklin Labor. First pitch is a big swinging strike on a hanging breaking ball. Count begins at nothing and one. This is Labor's second plate appearance with the bases loaded this season. He has a double to score two. One for one. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Roped up the third base line. That one's trouble toward the corner, and it just hooks foul. It hit off the wall almost directly on the 333 numbering in the corner, but it goes just foul. Nothing in two here on Labor. Big opportunity for Stallings to get out of this. This is the first time this season that Stallings has had to work with the bases loaded. Opponents are hitting 400 against him in the early goings of this year with runners in scoring position in general. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Down and away, the fastball doesn't connect. Count goes to a ball and two strikes. The put-down pitch is definitely something that Stallings hasn't had too much of in the last two starts either. Because recall, he worked heavily on the ground balls to pick up his outs. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss, he got him this time. Little tip of a fastball into the mid of the catcher, and Labor is down on strikes. Third strikeout for Garrett Stallings. It's a big one. Sets up the opportunity for a potential double play to end the inning. Shane Matheny, left-hander, digs in. He's not hit into a double play this season. Middle infielders will try to turn it, as the first baseman Andrew Dashbach as well. First pitch grounded right over to first. Dashbach scoops, turns to second for one. The throw back to first, covered by Stallings, and it's in time! 3-6-1 double play, and Stallings escapes the jam. We go to the third here at the Diamond, and the Bay Sox still trail by just one as Stallings leaves them loaded. We go to the third. Bay Sox down 1-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush mountain regions of Colombia and Brazil to Royal Farms. But less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machines grind those rich, flavorful coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
Get your gear and memorabilia from your favorite Bay Sox players and future stars of the Baltimore Orioles at the Tackle Box Team Store. Jerseys, hats, autographed bats and balls, all at great prices. Located right of the main gate at Prince George's Stadium and online at BaySoxShop.com, the Tackle Box is the only place to get the best Bay Sox gear for you and your favorite fan. It's the Tackle Box at Prince George's Stadium and at BaySoxShop.com.
Bay Sox have a fantastic month of May coming up to Prince George's Stadium. They play three separate home series, starting with six against the Harrisburg Senators on May 3rd. And there's a big fireworks tonight on Saturday, May 7th that you don't want to miss, and then May 8th. First pitch to Zach Watson here in the top of the third is roped foul into the Bay Sox bullpen, and the count begins at nothing and one. Jake Dahlberg is back on the mound for Richmond. He faces 8-9-1 in the Bay Sox lineup, starting with Zach Watson, then Shane Fontana and Hudson Haskins. Next pitch home, Watson swings through it, a breaking ball down low, and it's already nothing and two. On the season for Watson, 13th game this year, a 159 average, no homers, three runs driven in, a 435 OPS. Next pitch misses down, and the count goes to a ball and two strikes. Watson has scored four times, has a double and a triple. He scored the run in Bowie's last check that, their first of two walk-off wins in the Akron series. Here's the 1-2 pitch. I'm not sure where that one got off of the fingertips of Dahlberg, but it just sailed away on the opposite batter's box and hit off the backboard before anything else. I think that's a ball. I think the umpire didn't really motion, so I'm going to say it's a ball. 2-2. See, you got to make yourself laugh. It's 11:30 in the morning. Here's the 2-2. Inside, brushes Watson off just a tad, and the count fills on the leadoff batter. Same thing happened in the second inning. Andrew Dashbach drew a walk and a full count offering. The Bay Sox are making Dahlberg work, at least. As the next pitch comes in, and it's driven high and deep out to left field. Hayward turns at the warning track. He looks to square it up. He hops, and he pulls it down. Oh, what a line in from Jacob Hayward. I'm not sure he took a home run away, but boy, did Watson get it as close as he possibly could. If that's at Prince George's Stadium, it's well out of here, but this is one of the main pitcher's parks in the Eastern League. So Watson flies out to open the inning, barely missing a home run, and now Shane Fontana steps in. First pitch to Fontana is called a strike, pitch a bit low, but the count begins at nothing and one. Fontana was a late addition to the lineup. He was initially on the bench. Next pitch misses away, a strike. But Adam Hall has been dealing with a bit of a bug lately, as a handful of Bay Sox players have. It's been moving around pretty much since the Binghamton series, as the 1-1 is lined into shallow center and falls in for a base hit. Fontana's got hits in back-to-back games now after going 0-for in two consecutive, but it's the first base hit of the day for Bowie since Hudson Haskins' double on the first pitch of the game. With one out here in the top of the third, it goes back to Haskins at the top of the lineup. Runner at first with a lefty on the mound, so not too big of a lead from Fontana. As we wait on the first offering to Haskins, see if he attacks the first pitch again. He does not. It's a fastball up and in for ball one. Fontana this season has tried to steal twice. He's been caught once. Misses in again, same fastball, two balls and no strikes on Haskins. The season for Bowie, Haskins has been batting .500 on the road. Remember, though, he did miss a good portion of the Binghamton series, so he was playing hot for the first two games, but then missed the final four, the 2-0. Called a strike on the inside edge, count to 2-1, so that .500 number is a bit inflated, mostly because it's just a small sample size. But overall in the season, that .385 average, that's not too inflated because this is his 12th game. He's just been playing very well. The 2-1. Swinging a rip up the third base line, but foul. That one gave Kyle Moore in the third base coach's box a little bit of a step back, but he got out of the way. And the count evens at two here with runner at first and one away in the top of the third inning. Dahlberg comes set, holds it a little bit wide out from the chest. Staking toss to first. Just keeping him honest, not really trying to pick him off there. But that is one of his two allotted throws over. Count is already 2-2 on Haskin, though, so this plate appearance could end quickly. He sets again, fires home this time. The 2-2 is high. It picks up the catcher, Martirano, from behind home plate, and the count fills. Haskin this season, with a full count, is only 1-4, but he does have one of his home runs. It was one of his solo home runs. Struck out three times, walked three times. 3-2. Check swing, pitch high. Are they going to appeal? No, it's just a free pass. They let it go. I guess it was more of a flinch than it was a check, if anything. Haskin has drawn the walk, second of the day, allowed by Jake Dahlberg. And now the tying run is pushed into scoring position for Bowie as Jordan Westberg digs in. 333 mark this season for Westy with runners in scoring position. But against lefties, he's only 1-8. Make it 1-9, including his flyout today. First pitch. Called a strike. Another late ring up on a fastball down and in. Nothing in one to start. Westberg got a hit in the Sunday finale against Akron after going without for three consecutive games, his longest stretch of the season. Dahlberg sets, fires the next pitch. It's just ticked foul. Bounces over toward the Bay Sox dugout, and we'll do it again already at nothing and two. First and second, one away here in the top of the third inning. Bay Sox trailing 1-0 on Sean Roby's solo home run with two outs in the first. But Garrett Stallings escaping a bases-loaded one-out jam in the bottom of the second, giving Bowie a chance to tie here. The 0-2 to Westberg, swinging a foul. That one bounced again over to the Bay Sox dugout. He's well ahead of all of these breaking pitches that he's been. Lefty working out of the stretch, third base side of the rubber. Delivers the next, and it's bounced slowly up the middle. Could be another two as Matheny gloves, taps on the bag, and sends to Tostado at first. Westberg grounds into his third double play of the season, ending the inning. Four and assisted three. We go to the bottom of the third here at the Diamond as the Bay Sox train a tying runner in scoring position. It's Richmond 1, Bowie nothing. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Most people don't know what a steam fitter is. More importantly, what we do and how much it impacts you. Just take a moment to think about what your world would look like if you didn't have the ability to generate electricity, to have heating or air conditioning, microchip production, internet service, web-based storage, cellular service, and frozen or refrigerated produce. Could you imagine? And these are just some of the things that we impact. Please visit steamfitters-602.org and let's talk about how we can bring value to you.
Nitro Circus is back with an all-new tour coming to Prince George's Stadium on Sunday, June 5th. Fueled by new athletes, new tricks, and the craziest contraptions, the Good, Bad, and Rad Tour presented by A-Shop marries the sketchy, scary, and cringeworthy dangers of big air action sports to the hilarious comedy of Nitro's lunatic daredevils who risk their lives to send it. Bowie, it's going down at Prince George's Stadium on Sunday, June 5th. Tickets as low as $35 are on sale now at Baysox.com. Be sure to get to the ballpark on Friday, June 17th for a jam-packed night of promotions and fun at Prince George's Stadium. It all starts with fireworks presented by DCA Imaging Systems. It's our mother and son night out with special ticket packages available at BaySoxShop.com. And most importantly, it's the Scouts BSA Campout. When you purchase a special ticket, you and your scout can camp out in the outfield at Prince George's Stadium after the game. It all happens on Friday, June 17th, so find out more and get your tickets now at BaySox.com.
Fox Sox fans, the Orioles' future is always on MILB.TV. Use the promo code BASOX, all caps, and you can save $10 on a yearly subscription. As we move to the bottom of the third here at the Diamond, Michael Gigliotti steps in. First pitch to the left-hander is a called strike from Garrett Stallings. It's nothing and one to open. Next offering, check swing, misses down, and the count evens at a ball and a strike. Top of the lineup for Richmond here in this frame as the Squirrels lead Bowie 1-0, a solo home run by Sean Roby doing all of the work. Next pitch, he lays down a bunt, tried to surprise it, but it's picked up in foul territory by Cody Roberts. That one, even if it stayed fair, would probably not have been successful. It didn't go far. Roberts scooped it with his glove only about, I'd say, 2-3 feet away from the outside batting box. It was very, very short. And it kind of takes the surprise out of the back pocket now as it runs the count to a ball and two strikes. Gigliotti struck out swinging to start the day in the bottom of the first. Stallings has three strikeouts looking for his fourth. 1-2. In there, strike three. Got him with a beautiful hanging curveball on the top half of the zone. And Stallings has his fourth strikeout. This one backwards. He's not been a high-volume strikeout guy, not by any means. But you can always kind of rely on him to pick up a good backwards K here and there with that curveball or with a swinging slider. Here's the first pitch to Will Wilson. It misses up and away, 1-0. Again, Stallings only struck out 4 in his season opener against Binghamton and then 5 against Akron. Here's the 1-0 to Wilson. Curveball, ticked foul, count evens at a ball and a strike. And I had said it in that Akron start, he was so primarily ground ball in that outing that the strikeouts just didn't even seem to register too much when you followed back through the play-by-play. Here's the 1-1. Check swing, misses away, no appeal, he didn't go. The count goes to 2 balls and a strike on Wilson. Here's the 2-1. Curveball lifted high, but mid-range into center field. I was going to say shallow, but Hudson Haskin ranges over to his left side, doesn't come in too much. He doesn't have any issue bringing it down, however, a simple flyout, and that's how things continue here in the bottom of the third inning. Bases empty now, 2 away. Bay Sox still trailing 1-0 as Sean Roby digs in. I checked the numbers really quickly after Roby's home run. This is the third start for Stallings, and he's already pitched into now his 12th inning as he fires a first pitch ball to Roby away. Count opens at 1-0. Roby's home run in the first inning is so far the only hit that Stallings has allowed to a right-handed batter this season. Next pitch. Called a strike on the upper outside corner of fastball. The count evens at a ball and a strike. Roby has done almost all of his damage early on against pitchers as the 1-1 is lifted foul right side. Count goes to a ball and two strikes now. While he's only batting 250... over the first 6 innings of a game, his OPS is massive, 12-18. Here's the 1-2. Half swing, and it got off the hands. Still hit the bat, though, so call it for a foul as it just screams over toward the Richmond dugout, and the count remains. But Stallings looks for his 5th strikeout in a perfect third after working out of a bases-loaded, nobody-out jam in the second. Next pitch, bouncing ball foul, third base side, count stays. Boy, what a second inning that was, though, for Garrett Stallings. A walk, a hit by pitch, after his fastball was definitely missing a bit inside. Jacob Hayward reaching on a rare error by Gunnar Henderson at third base. 1-2, misses away, and the count evens. But Stallings had no issue getting out of it. Struck out Franklin Labor, and as mentioned, ground ball pitcher that he's been, worked a ground out into a double play from Shane Matheny. 2-2 pitch to Roby. Swung on, lifted high, but foul right side. He's coming in very late on these pitches. 83, though, on that one from Stallings. Roby just must have second-guessed himself after maybe sitting fastball. I'm not sure. Another 2-2. Again, fouled off, and again to the right side. That time, the fastball, but the count stays. As this plate appearance just drags on for Roby, he's making Stallings labor. That was the 7th pitch. We'll see an 8th in a couple of seconds. Here it is. Swing and a miss. He got him. pumped the fastball down, and Roby goes chasing. Stallings bounces back after the troublesome second, and he's retired the last five batters. We go to the fourth here at the Diamond. The Bay Sox still trail 1-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Baseball is a game of specialists. Base stealers, closers, cleanup hitters. Together, they help their team stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake Employers Insurance apart from other workers' compensation insurance companies. Our health services team includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse case managers, a physical therapist, and more. All to get your employee back to work, contain costs, and keep premiums down. That's teamwork. To learn more, connect with your agent or visit Chesapeake Employers at CEIWC.com.
The best way to take in a Bay Sox game is with a group outing at Prince George's Stadium. Everything from entertaining clients to birthday parties and even fundraising opportunities for your team, the Bay Sox offer plenty of options for your group at unbeatable rates, with plenty of options on suites, seats, and decks around the ballpark. Your group can eat their fill and have an unforgettable time. Find out more and schedule your group outing by calling 301-464-4880 or going to BaySox.com.
On the Green Incorporated is your lawn care team, providing professional organic-based lawn care programs for residential and commercial lawns. Our lawn care programs provide ballpark quality results. Each service is custom tailored with guaranteed results for even the toughest lawns. On the Green also offers outdoor pest control services. Mosquitoes, ants, ticks, and more. Safely and effectively control insects and enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green Incorporated. Go to onthegreeninc.com.
Settle into the fourth inning here at the Diamond. Bay Sox still trailing 1-0. Gunnar Henderson, the first batter, and he knuckles the first pitch the other way to left field, but right on it is Jacob Hayward. Definitely just a little bit too late on that early fastball. One pitch and one out here in the fourth inning. Matt Sabatis with you as Jake Dahlberg continues to work on the mound for Richmond. After Henderson now, it's Joey Ortiz due up, then Andrew Dashbach to follow. Dashbach drew a walk earlier in this game, but he was taken out on a double play. The Bay Sox have only two base hits. Meanwhile, Richmond only has one, the solo home run from Sean Roby. First pitch to Ortiz is a late called strike in the upper outside corner. It's nothing and one. Ortiz flew out to right field his first time up. Dahlberg comes set for the next offering, holds at the chin, kicks and fires, and it's a slider called for strike in the lower outside corner this time. Already nothing and two on Ortiz. 53 pitches, though, for Dahlberg through his outing so far. He did have a little bit of trouble with distance over his first two starts, but he's been getting better. Next pitch misses down. Count goes to 1-2. Because, again, he did throw six innings of two-run ball against Erie. That was one inning shy of a complete game in a doubleheader. The 1-2 lifted high off the end of the bat into center field. Michael Gigliotti just hovered on it for a little bit before finally trotting over to his left side some. And he makes the catch. There's two away on a pair of flyouts. So now on to Dashbach. Dashbach turned that incredible double play back in the second inning. First pitch home is ripped foul, right side out of play. Nothing and one to open. He drew yet another walk back in the second inning, but was taken out on a double play, hit into by Dylan Harris. It was the first time that Harris had done that this season. Next pitch lifted high toward right field. This one carrying a bit. Labor back on it to the warning track, but he still has it square as he just bounces up against the wall. He makes the catch, but didn't put in too much extraordinary effort for it. It's just a trio of flyouts as the Bay Sox go down in order here in the fourth. We move to the bottom of the frame here at the Diamond. Bowie trails 1-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Come celebrate Mother's Day with the Bay Sox on Sunday, May 8th, as they take on the Washington Nationals affiliate, the Harrisburg Senators. Have a lovely afternoon with Mom at the ballpark and cap it off by having a catch in the outfield after the game. It's a 1:05 first pitch for Mother's Day at Prince George's Stadium, and special ticket packages are available but limited, so get yours now at 301-464-4865 or at baysox.com.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
It's a warm one here in Richmond this afternoon. Can't even call it. Well, now we can call it the afternoon. It's 12:01. Frankie Tostado steps in for the bottom of the fourth inning, and he swings through a massive hanging curveball from Garrett Stallings to open us up here in the frame. Nothing in one. Tostado flew out to left field his first time up, ending the first inning. Next pitch misses out and away, and the count goes even at a ball and a strike. Again, Matt Sabatis with you on a beautiful early afternoon here from the Diamond in Richmond. The next pitch, called a strike on the outer edge to Tostado, count a ball and two strikes. 2-for-9 in the series against Bowie up in Prince George's Stadium, as this pitch is a Baltimore chop foul, first base side, picked by Andrew Dashbach off of that first hop on the right side of first base, but it's still a foul, 1-2. Tostado struck out 5 times, only walked once. Stallings has 5 strikeouts, looking for his 6th. Agrees on the sign, kicks and fires the 1-2. It's just nicked by Tostado. He really had to reach down to pull that curveball into just a piece of his bat. And he just got a hold of something. So it holds the count, and Stallings will have to try again. Another 1-2 is bounced foul again, first base side. Ooh, that's a toughie. First base coach Gary Davenport tried to barehand it and has to shake off the sting. So the count holds. Stallings has had a couple of long counts already. He's up to 56 pitches. Another 1-2. Misses away, and the count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stallings, in his first 2 starts of the year, threw 69 pitches. As the next one is slapped the other way, falling quickly, but just up enough for the left fielder Dylan Harris to pull it in. A line out to left, and there's one gone here in the fourth. Tostado very late on that fastball, and he's 0-for-2 on the day. Both shots going in the opposite direction. So Stallings threw 69 pitches in his season opener. That was 4 innings. And then 70 pitches, one more, in his win over the Rubber Ducks. That was 5 innings. But again, a lot of ground balls in that one. He already has as many strikeouts now as he did against Akron. First pitch to Brandon Martirano is a called strike, upper outside corner. It's nothing in one. So, yeah, 5 strikeouts over the 3 innings today compared to 5 over 5 innings against Akron with more ground balls mixed in. 0-1 to Martirano, misses up and in. A count evens at a ball and a strike. So that does make sense why Stallings is definitely going a little bit shorter and maybe a bit less efficient today, but he's still working well. Next pitch is fouled off of the mask of Roberts. Home plate umpire checks on him, make sure he's... A ball and 2 strikes the count, with bases empty, 1 away here in the bottom of the 4th inning. Bay Sox trail 1-0, pitch home, misses high, and the count evens. Martirano has had a tough time against right-handers this season. An 0.83 average. Next pitch, in on the hands and fouled off right side. That one will get up to the second level here at the Diamond. Count stays at 2-2. Very historic ballpark here in downtown Richmond. It's, to put it bluntly, a concrete behemoth that just sticks out, but it still sits very well, the 2-2. Curveball, nicked foul again off the mask of Roberts, and the count stays. It's got those nice cantilever roofs over top of the second level. And then a lower bowl that's fairly down a ways. It does remind me a lot of a similar venue just a state south of us, Five County Stadium, where the Carolina Mudcats
play. They used to be in the Southern League Double-A, but now they're Low-A. The 2-2 misses high to Martirano. And the count fills here. First full count that Stallings has worked today. Pitch home, fouled off right side, and we'll do it again. His next offering will be number 9 of the plate appearance. Already 17 pitches this inning. Here's the 3-2. Lifted high out to right field, but right on it, Zach Watson. He backs up about 5 feet, now moves to his left about 10, and he brings it down at the shoulder, and there's two gone. So a clean start to the fourth, maybe not a fast start for Stallings. And because of that, Bowie does have a right-hander up and moving in their bullpen. Here's Tyler Fitzgerald, first pitch. Breaking ball misses away, and it's 1-0 to start. Now, normally, Stallings piggybacks with Ryan Watson, so we would have said that Watson would probably take the final four in today, the 1-0. Called a strike on the upper outside corner, and the count evens at 1. Watson has been shifted into the rotation. He will be the starter tomorrow. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a liner foul. Third base side. That one will touch down toward the Bay Sox bullpen in the count 1-2. And it'll be a good opportunity for Watson to continue what's been such an excellent start to his Double-A career. 1-2, the count on Fitzgerald. Stallings steps back, kicks high, fires home. The pitch is away. It bounces, and the count evens. But that's what makes today a little troubling, is that since Stallings is probably only going to go 4 innings at most, he's already at 72 pitches. They don't have Watson to rely on for the back half. The 2-2, lined over the third, but foul. That one hung up just a little bit, but just pulled to the left side of the bag, and the count stays. So Bowie can't rely on 4 more innings from Ryan Watson. They will have to burn, the way things are seeming, at least 2 relievers. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a piece. These at-bats are just laboring in this half inning. 8 pitches from Frankie Tostado for the flyout. 9 pitches for Brandon Martirano for the flyout. And this next one to Fitzgerald will be number 8. Another 2-2 lifted high toward the left field corner. On the line is Harris, and he makes the play. In fair territory by only about 2-3 feet, but it's a trio of flyouts, and while it was a lengthy fourth inning for Garrett Stallings, it was a perfect inning. We go to the fifth here at the Diamond. Bowie trails 1-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Hey kids, the Bay Sox Futures Club is the best way to be a fan of the Bay Sox, and it's completely free for kids ages 3 through 12. Futures Club members get access to special members-only events, discount ticket offers, and free gifts for just signing up. Parents, head over to BaySox.com to sign up your kids, so don't miss out on all the promotions and giveaways at Prince George's Stadium this season and next. The Bay Sox Futures Club. Sign up now at BaySox.com.
If you're working in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area as a pipe fitter, pipe welder, or HVAC service technician, and you're interested in a better life, a better means to provide for yourself and your family, a way to make sure that you're earning the highest wages and the best benefits in our industry, visit our website at steamfitters-602.org and let's talk about what we can do to help change your life.
Hey, coffee lovers. Know where you'll find the world's freshest cup of coffee? Right here at Royal Farms. Because with our new brewing system, it takes less than a minute to go from selecting the kind of coffee you want to this. Ah, the freshest, most flavorful cup of coffee you can buy is at Royal Farms. So try one. It'll be love at first sip because it's the freshest coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast, Royal Farms.
Bay Sox are back home for 3 weeks in the month of May, and Thursday, May 19th is College Colors Night, as well as Bay Sox Live Happy Hour, live music and beer specials from 5 to 6:30. We're here at the Diamond, moving on to the top of the fifth inning as Bowie trails 1-0. Matt Savadas with you. Dylan Harris, the batter for the Bay Sox, and the first pitch from Jake Dahlberg misses down and away for a ball. It's 1-0. Harris hit into a double play in the second inning after Bowie got a leadoff walk. It's the first time he's hit into a twin killing this season. Lefty on lefty as the next offering misses just down and away again. That time the fastball barely, and the count goes to 2-0. Harris against left-handers in his short span this season has been hitting even better than he is overall, the 2-0. Called a strike, top half of the zone. Two balls and a strike now. 600 average with one of his two home runs, two runs driven in. But he has struck out twice and not drawn a walk against lefties. He has only drawn two walks so far. He's been a big contact guy. 2-1, misses away. Three balls and a strike now on Harris, trying to extend that hitting streak. He's collected hits in all five games. Next pitch. This is up and away for ball four. Third of the day given up by Dahlberg. He's only up to 62 pitches, though, so he could easily finish this inning, go on to the next, depending on how it goes. But this is the third time today Bowie has the leadoff runner aboard. They've only gotten him to scoring position once. Here's Cody Roberts, first pitch. Called a strike late on the lower outside corner, nothing to one. Roberts flew out to center field on the second pitch he saw in the second inning. Next pitch, called a strike. Got him on the bottom half that time, and the count evens, or check that, goes to nothing and two. Pitch home from Dahlberg, swinging a bouncing ball over to third, could be two, taken in the corner by Roby, sent to second for one, the turn from Matheny to first is in time. Received by Tostado on the bag, it's a 5-4-3. That's already the third double play that Bowie has hit into today. Once again, eliminating their chances of getting a leadoff runner anywhere. Happened back in the second inning as well after Andrew Dashbach drew a leadoff walk. Dylan Harris hit into the four unassisted three. Two of them have been started by the second baseman, Matheny. All of them have involved Matheny in some way. First pitch to Zach Watson is bounced up the middle into center field, a base hit. They played him heavily to pull, and Watson breaks his three-game hitless streak by just sneaking it a little bit over the second base bag. He's aboard with two outs here in the top of the fifth inning. Bay Sox have had such key two-out hitting this season. While their runs driven in have dipped just a little bit when it comes to working with two outs, they still lead the Eastern League with 38 RBIs with two outs. A 363 on-base percentage is second in the league, and an 844 OPS is second as well. Pitch misses away. Count opens at 1-0. Fontana singled to break a two-game hitless skid of his own in the third inning. Bowie has three hits in today's game, two singles and a double. The double came on the first pitch of the morning. Hudson Haskin got to third base after the two-bagger, but was left stranded. Here's the 1-0. Fontana watches curveball, called for strike, top half of the zone. Count evens at one. Runner at first, two away here in the top of the fifth inning, a 1-0 Richmond lead. As Dahlberg sets, rocks a little bit back and forth, picking up that front foot slightly, kicks and delivers, and it's slapped up the line at third, tailing quickly and falling down on foul ground. That one will bounce into the Bay Sox bullpen, and the count goes to 1-2. AAA Norfolk also had a morning game today. They were scheduled to start at 11:05, but they entered a rain delay. Supposed to be Grayson Rodriguez. Everyone was hoping to maybe see a big matchup between Rodriguez and rehabbing all-star Ronald Acuna for Atlanta's AAA team, Gwinnett, but Acuna had the day off. 1-2 pitch to Fontana. Misses up and away, and the count evens. Speaking of Braves AAA, this is actually the site where the Braves AAA used to play before they moved to Gwinnett. Former Richmond Braves. Chipper Jones used to play here. I think they had a stat on he played for well over 150 games. Next pitch to Fontana is swung on and missed for strike three. Pitch was in the dirt a bit, so Martirano applies the tag, but the inning is over. Bay Sox get two base runners, but thanks to another double play, they don't get any into scoring position. We move to the bottom of the fifth, halfway home here from the Diamond. The Bay Sox trail 1-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
It's a very special day at Prince George's Stadium on Saturday, June 18th, that you don't want to miss. The Roberto Clemente and Latin Baseball Celebration, sponsored by Chesapeake Employers Insurance, to bid on game-worn Bay Sox jerseys, with all proceeds going to benefit the Clemente Foundation. Again, don't miss out on your chance to own a piece of Bay Sox history on Saturday, June 18th, with the Roberto Clemente and Latin Baseball Celebration. And you can get your tickets now at baysox.com.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With two of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the D.C. area, we love to see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit RadSmile.com today and book your free consult. That's RADSmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Bowie Bay Sox.
Baseball is a game of specialists, base stealers, closers, cleanup hitters. Together, they help their team stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake Employers Insurance apart from other workers' compensation insurance companies. Our health services team includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse case managers, a physical therapist, and more. All to get your employee back to work, contain costs, and keep premiums down. That's teamwork. To learn more, connect with your agent or visit Chesapeake Employers at CEIWC.com.
It's the bottom of the fifth here in Richmond, and the Bay Sox are making a pitching change. 1-0, Bowie trails with the bottom three in the Richmond lineup due up to bat. Garrett Stallings will call it a day as Bowie does trail here. He's in line for a loss, but it is a tough luck one if it comes to pass, as Stallings tossed four innings, gave up only one hit and a run it was earned. He struck out five, walked one, and the one hit was a solo home run by Sean Roby. So when you combine that with his last start, Stallings has allowed only two hits and one run over his past nine innings with nine strikeouts. Check that, 10 strikeouts. You can never fault those kinds. A couple of days for Stallings, but at the moment he's in line for the loss as Tyler Burch takes over on the mound. He faces Jacob Hayward to start, the number seven batter. First pitch to the left fielder is a check swing, just misses high, I suppose. Cody Roberts did a double take on the called ball there, and the count opens at 1-0. Hayward reached on an error in the second inning, loading the bases with nobody out, but Stallings escaped it without allowing a run. 1-0. Just barely misses again, maybe a bit in that time. The count to 2-0. Tyler Burch, a 6'2", 190-pound right-hander, brought to the Orioles from the Phillies in a trade in 2021. His next pitch grounded over to short, picked up on the run by Joey Ortiz. He gathers himself from the edge of the outfield grass, fires to first, maybe a bit wide, but it's recovered by Dashbach in time for the out. 6-3 put out, and that's how things get started here in the bottom of the fifth. Burch is making his fourth appearance of the season for the Bay Sox. Overall on the year, Burch is without a record and a 9.82 ERA, but only 3 2/3 innings. And a lot of his damage came in his first outing of the year against Richmond. He threw 46 pitches over two innings, gave up two hits and three runs all earned, including a home run. First pitch to Franklin Labor is called a strike on the lower outside corner. Count begins at 0-1. Burch came in on opening day as the next offering misses down. Count evens on Labor, who's 0-1 with a strikeout. Burch gave up a two-run home run to Brett Arbach, who was making his Double-A debut at that time, one of the top prospects in the Giants system. He's not in today's game. 1-1 is fouled off back to the screen, and the count goes to 1-2 on Labor. But Burch's last outing was a very, very clean one. He struck out the side against Akron back on the 21st. Only needed 11 pitches to do it. Here's the 1-2. Fouled off back to the screen again, and the count holds. He came in with two runners on base and stranded both of them. It was a very excellent relief appearance for Burch. He's definitely looking for a little bit more consistency after spending 2021 with four different minor league teams because of the trade. Here's the 1-2. Slider bounces away. Count evens at two. Bases empty. One away here in the top of the fifth inning. A 1-0 Richmond lead. First of a six-game series between these two sides. Southwest Division foes meeting a total of 24 times this season. This is just game number four, so strap in. 2-2. Misses away. Count fills. Labor on the season is 0-for-4 with full counts. He struck out three times, walked twice. Here's the payoff. Curveball lifted high and deep out to left field. Harris back on it to the warning track, looking up at the wall, curling, leaps. He can't make it. It bounces off the wall and bounces off of him. Rounding second, heading to third. Waving home Pelfrey for just a second, but the throw comes in time, so he stops at third base. It's a triple for Franklin Labor, his first this season. Yeah, Pelfrey gave him the circle around, but only one full revolution and then stopped. But it's a triple for Labor, and it puts an insurance run for Richmond 90 feet away with only one out here in the fifth inning. Here's Shane Matheny. Matheny hit into the double play that ended the second inning. He grounded it over to first. The infield plays in. First pitch. Lefty watches a called strike on the outside edge. It's nothing and one. Matheny has only come up to the plate with runners in scoring position five times this season. He's 1-for-4 with a walk and a strikeout. But he has driven in three runs. Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball misses down and in. Count evens at a ball and a strike. But Matheny is a good spark at the bottom of the lineup for Richmond this year. He's batting .391. This is 11th game. First picked up on an E by Dashbach. He stares back runner at third and trots over to the bag for the unassisted put out. So Matheny just can't get away from Andrew Dashbach. He grounds out to him there. And that's the second out of the inning. A big time play for the Bay Sox infield, who has been so, so good this season. Unfortunately for Bowie, the Richmond infield has been almost, well, pretty much better in this game. They've turned three double plays, ending multiple Bay Sox threats to score. Back to the top of the lineup, and Michael Gigliotti, first pitch, misses inside a curveball from Birch. Count begins at 1-0. It's the first time that Gigliotti has taken a first pitch ball today. He's 0-for-2 with two strikeouts. 1-0 from Birch, misses inside again. That one even closer to maybe clipping him on the thigh. Count to 2-0. Gigliotti, leadoff man, usually doesn't get too many opportunities with runners in scoring position, but he makes them count. 3-for-5 with four runs driven in. He has not struck out. Here's the 2-0. Swing and a miss. Went chasing on a breaking ball away. Good little soft stuff there from Birch. And the count to 2-1. Again, a very nice turnout on a very warm day here in Richmond. Sun shining high above as the next pitch misses high. Count goes to 3-for-3 on Gigliotti. Well, the angle at which it was coming in this morning definitely was tough to deal with. Had to toss a couple of blankets on the laptops here to keep them from overheating. But now it's above and now we're working better. The 3-1 misses inside and it's a walk to Gigliotti. First walk allowed by Birch. Fourth he's given up this season and the second by Bay Sox pitching this game. So they stand at the corners now with Will Wilson stepping up. Wilson, a little less than stellar with runners in scoring position this season. First pitch misses high. Wilson is only 2 at second or third. But he does have a home run and 4 runs driven in. But he has struck out 5 times. So you can tell he's a bit loose with the strike zone discipline in these scenarios. Next pitch misses down. 2-0. But at the moment, Birch has not been feeding anything that nibbles on the edge of the zone. They've all been just wide enough, or maybe just down enough in a couple of instances, for the batters to lay off. Here's the 2-0. Out and away, back pick to first, not in time. Roberts had one of those on Saturday against Akron. But it comes up empty there as Wilson did not have that hardy of a lead off of first base. He's not even attempted a steal this season. And with two outs, I can't imagine here. Next pitch, lifted high and deep out to the right center field gap. Running on it a long way is Watson, but he looks up and watches it exit. A three-run home run for Will Wilson, his fourth of the season. Changes the outlook on this game dramatically. It's 4-0 Richmond. Wilson up to 11 RBIs on the year now for the Squirrels. And now here's Sean Roby, who already has a home run in this game. First pitch home. Roby checks his swing. They say he went around, no appeal. Pitch down and away for a called strike, and the count nothing and one. Roby struck out swinging his last time up. That was in the third inning. Next pitch, curveball fouled off back to the screen, and it's nothing and two. For Wilson, that was his first home run since 5 days ago in the doubleheader with Erie. Next pitch misses up and in on Roby. Count moves to a ball and two strikes now. Pitch home. Swinging a little tap back to the mound. Descending and gloving is Birch. Roby didn't really book it up the line too hard as Birch just flips it to first easily and the inning is over. But Richmond breaks through. A triple, a walk, and a three-run home run. The latter two coming with two outs. As we move to the sixth here at the Diamond, the Bay Sox now trail 4-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Pest Now is proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their pest control services for all your residential and commercial pest control and control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control services. Call Pest Now. You can reach us at 301-231-8300 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
It's not baseball season without fireworks, and you can always count on the biggest and best at Prince George's Stadium. There's no better way to cap off a fun evening at the ballpark than a spectacular fireworks show. And the Bay Sox have got you covered this season with 16 different shows to choose from. So get your tickets now at baysox.com. There's plenty to catch in the month of May with fireworks every home Saturday. Hope to see you there.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
We're on to the sixth inning here at the Diamond. Now a 4-0 Richmond lead. Two home runs doing all of the damage for the Squirrels. A solo by Sean Roby in the first. A three-runner in the fifth by Will Wilson. Top of the lineup for the Bay Sox. First pitch to Hudson Haskin is grounded to third. Picked on a pair of bounces by Sean Roby on a nifty move. He spins and sends it to first for the out. Second time in three trips to the plate that Haskin has attacked the first pitch. But this time he goes down. Haskin was 1-for-1 with a double and a walk. Jordan Westberg, the batter now, with already one gone here in the top of the sixth inning. Westberg 0-for-2, hit into a double play in the third inning. Next pitch. Misses down. Count starts at 1-0. For Westberg, that was already the third double play he'd hit into this season. Next offering is swung on and missed, 1-1. Richmond has turned three of them in this game, and they've all come at crucial points, eliminating walks. So while all three walks by Jake Dahlberg have come at tough times, the next pitch to Westberg is lifted high and deep out to right center field. Gigliotti turning on it. He watches it bang off the top of the right center field wall. Turning first and going to second standing is Westberg. His fourth double of the season comes with one out here in the top of the sixth inning. Bay Sox trying to make some noise now. Tough to turn a double play with a runner at second base. Not impossible, but definitely a lot tougher. Here's Gunnar Henderson. Remember, Westberg had two doubles in the first inning of that 20-6 rout of Akron a week ago today. So it's good to see him getting back into it, because after that game, he went on that tiny little three-game slump, but it was still the longest of the season for him. First pitch to the lefty, Henderson, misses just wide of fastball. 1-0 to open. Henderson hit both of his home runs early on in games during the Akron series. But now it's his third time seeing Dahlberg. Next pitch misses away. Count goes to 2-0. It's like Richmond does have a right-hander standing on the mound in the bullpen. I'm not sure if he's tossing, though. He's kind of standing there menacingly. Whew. Dahlberg sets. Rocks back and forth a little bit, finally delivers the 2-0. It's a called strike, a fastball low. Count goes to 2-1 on Henderson. 4-for-8 this season with runners in scoring position. 7 runs, he's drawn 4 walks. And that's something Kyle Moore has talked so much about, is just how well he teaches these guys to watch the zone, protect it, but stay disciplined at the plate. As the next pitch is fouled off, back to the screen, the count evens on Henderson. And when talking about some of that two-out hitting the other day, he said how they just take things pitch by pitch. They've really just worked that mentality deep into the minds of some of these players. And it's really sticking, and it shows. The 2-2 in there for strike three. Henderson frustrated on a pitch wide. Does look over the shoulder briefly as he departs the batting circle, but he's down on strikes. That's only the second strikeout for Jake Dahlberg. The first came at the end of the fifth inning when he retired Shane Fontana. So now 2 outs here in the top of the sixth. Joey Ortiz steps up. Here's the first pitch to him. Swinging a number to the other way. Running on at the second baseman. Off the wrist for a bit. Matheny throws it wide. And it's not in time. It pulled Tostado off the bag. So they'll call it an error on the throw, but it's an E4 regardless. And it extends the inning as Westberg moves to third. At Matheny, he got to it, but the ball on its final bounce rolled up a little bit on his wrist, so it made the transfer difficult. While he was able to barehand it in the air, in a sense, and make the throw, it was just slightly wild, and it pulled Frankie Tostado off the bag. That's going to lead to a very brief mound visit. Again, it's a very busy May at Prince George's Stadium. Friday, May 27th is the Top Gun night, featuring an Austin Hayes bobblehead. The first 500 fans, 13 and up, will receive the bobblehead of Austin Hayes in flight to catch a baseball. Friday, May 27th. Here's Andrew Dashbach. He's drawn 8 walks in his last 6 games when you include today. But he's on a 2-game hitless skid at the moment. Runners at the corners. 2 away. Bay Sox trail 4-0. First pitch. Dashbach fouls it off. Pitch was in on the hands, and it goes back to the screen. Nothing in 82 pitches for Dahlberg. And now it's a different right-hander than the one that I saw earlier warming up in the bullpen for Richmond. Here's the 0-1. Dashbach watches inside. The count evens. Have to imagine that this will be the last batter that Jake Dahlberg faces. Excellent work from him to get into the sixth inning in consecutive starts now. Former Cardinals farmhand spent parts of three seasons in Indy ball. Next pitch misses down. Count to 2-1. I believe it was the Chicago Dogs in the American Association. He was very strong with them, especially in his final season 2021 before being picked up by the Giants system. And it is interesting with him, since a lot of the Giants affiliates on the West Coast, they might pull somebody for a spot start from high A instead of from double A, as the next pitch to Dashbach misses down and in. Count goes to 3-1. The difference with Dahlberg is that he made his triple A debut for the Giants before he made his double A debut. His double A debut was against Bowie on opening day, but his triple A debut was last season. Made two appearances for AAA Sacramento. A quick step off. And Martirano is headed out to chat. He was asking to see if he was even allowed to because of the pitch clock and the like. So they'll circle through the signs real quick. But they've already had a one mound visit, so they can't have another. By that, I mean no one can come from the dugout for a mound visit. It would require a pitching change. Bay Sox fans, the Orioles' future is always on MILB.TV. With all home and away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Bay Sox on any device this season, your phone, your tablet, your laptop, your desktop, is MILB.TV. If you head online and use the promo code Bay Sox, it's all in caps, B-A-Y-S-O-X, at checkout. You can save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILs today. 3-1 the count here on Dashbach. First and third, two away in the top of the sixth inning. Bay Sox trail 4-0. Dahlberg sets, splits the rubber down the middle, has that little rock on the front foot, and fires the pitch home. It's called a strike away. Dashbach was hesitant to throw the bat this time. He ran into an issue previously in the fourth inning, as he was already a couple of steps across home plate expecting ball four. So the runner at first will get the head start on the payoff pitch here. There he goes. Pitch home is swung on and missed. Got him with a fastball up and in. Dashbach flips the bat down in the batter's box and takes off his batting utensils in a bit of frustration. Strikes out swinging and ends the inning. The Bay Sox get another runner into scoring position but can't do anything with it. We're on to the bottom of the sixth. Bowie trails 4-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
A birthday bash with the Bay Sox is the best time at the ballpark. Bring your friends and family out to celebrate and be the star of the show. Dance on the dugout with Louie, play games in the stadium, introduce a batter in the game, and you'll even get to have the stadium sing for you. Bay Sox birthday parties, an unforgettable, one-of-a-kind experience at Prince George's Stadium. Book yours by calling 301-464-4880 or at baysox.com.
Are you interested in beginning or expanding on a career in the pipe fitting, pipe welding, or HVAC service industry? Are you interested in a career path that will set you up for life without experiencing any college debt? If you are interested in these things and you live in the DC area, the Steamfitters UA Local 602 Apprenticeship Program is the best choice for you. For more information about our apprenticeship program and how to apply, please visit steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush mountain regions of Colombia and Brazil to Royal Farms. But less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms in those rich, flavorful coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
Bottom of the sixth inning here in Richmond, a 4-0 Squirrels lead. Tyler Burch is back for his second inning of relief and fires a first pitch strike home to Frankie Tostado, 0-1 to open. Matt Sabatis with you from the Diamond in Richmond. A very beautiful early afternoon, even with the Bay Sox trailing 4-0. Next pitch home from Birch is bounced up the first baseline. This one just hooking fair, and it's picked by Andrew Dashbach. He taps in the bag himself easily for the unassisted putout. So one gone, Tostado is on an 0-for-3 mark to start the day. Brandon Martirano is the next batter. Richmond's catcher walked in the second inning, got all the way to third base, but was left stranded. He flew out to right field in the fourth. First pitch, fastball, bounce foul. Nothing and one. Next offering from Birch. Curveball misses high, and the count evens it a ball and a strike. Were there any other morning games in the Eastern League today? There were not, so it's just us. As the next pitch is a curveball, bounced over to third, running on a long way is Henderson. He scoops at the shoe tops, upright, charges a bit, and fires to first in time for the 5-3 putout, two away. Yeah, the rest of the Eastern League won't get going until 6 o'clock. Everyone else slated for 6:35, except for Hartford and Harrisburg. They've got a 6 o'clock start out in. Here's Tyler Fitzgerald. First pitch misses high. 1-0 to start. Fitzgerald 0-for-1. Got hit by a pitch in the second inning. Next offering. Swinging a piece into the mitt of the catcher. Count evens at a ball and a strike. Again, a very lovely day here in Richmond, but in all seriousness, probably a bit of a low turnout for what the Diamond usually averages. Here's the 1-1. Misses outside. Count goes to 2-1. It is interesting because I do believe the education days were paused in 2021 for obvious reasons, not wanting to even risk school children being potentially exposed, as the 2-1 is popped up, third base side, foul ground, Henderson down, ranging back toward the line, but he picks it down and pulls it close to the chest to end the inning. So three up, three down frame from Tyler Birch, good recovery after allowing the three-run home run in the fifth. As we move to the seventh here at the Diamond, the Bay Sox got to get the offense going. They trail 4-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With two of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the D.C. area, we love to see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit radsmile.com today and book your free consult. That's radsmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Bowie Bay Sox.
Nitro Circus is back with an all-new tour coming to Prince George's Stadium on Sunday, June 5th. Fueled by new athletes, new tricks, and the craziest contraptions, the Good, Bad, and Rad Tour presented by A-Shop marries the sketchy, scary, and cringeworthy dangers of big air action sports to the hilarious comedy of Nitro's lunatic daredevils who risk their lives to send it. Bowie, it's going down at Prince George's Stadium on Sunday, June 5th. Tickets as low as $35 are on sale now at Baysox.com.
Well, it may be on Sunday, May 29th, but get ready for the Bay Sox first Catter Day at Prince George's Stadium. Everyone's heard of Bark in the Park, but now you can bring your kitty out for a relaxing afternoon of ball. And if you get here early enough, you can pick up a free Bay Sox Catter Day t-shirt, courtesy of the City of Bowie. You can get your tickets now for the first ever Catter Day at 301-464-4865 or at baysox.com.
The seventh inning here in Richmond, a 4-0 Flying Squirrels advantage. And Richmond has decided to make a pitching change after a quality start from Jake Dahlberg. Six scoreless innings, four hits, three strikeouts, two walks, that's it. He's in line for the win. New pitcher is Solomon Bates, and he fires a first pitch fastball strike to Dylan Harris to open things up here in the seventh inning. It's Harris, Cody Roberts, then Zach Watson. Next pitch home is a curveball, this time called for strike on the inner edge. Nothing and two. B- Bates, a tall, thick right-hander, fires the next, and it's a high swinging strike. Harris down on three pitches. Few times that Harris has actually done that this season. If I'm not mistaken, that's only his third strikeout since joining the team. Check it, his fourth. And it's a good start for Solomon Bates, one gone. Bates, a 6'2", 210 right-hander. Recently added back to the roster not too long ago. As the next pitch is the first to Cody Roberts, and it's a tick foul. Back to the screen, nothing and one. Bates picked up in the eighth round of the 2018 draft. He's from Victorville, California, and on the season with the Squirrels. He's 2-0 in three appearances. Next pitch to Roberts is lifted out to center field, straight away for Michael Gigliotti. He backs up a few steps and brings it down, two away. 3.18 ERA for Bates this season in 5 2/3 innings. He's struck out 8, walked 2. His big issue has been the long ball. He's already given up 2 of them. That's tied for the most out of the bullpen. And he's blown a save in his only opportunity. Both of his home runs have come to right-handers. Here's Zach Watson. Watson has been making some key contact today. First pitch misses away. Count begins at 1-0. He really put a charge into one toward a left center field back in the third inning, but it turned into just a flyout. And then he singled in the fifth to break a three-game hitless skid. He lifts this one out to deep right field this time, running a long way as Labor toward the corner. He hops at the foul line and hauls it in just in fair territory. That's a very quick and efficient three-up, three-down inning for Franklin Labor. 7 pitches to retire the side. We're already stretching this afternoon here in Richmond, but the Bay Sox really having a tough time stretching out themselves. Bowie trails 4-3, 4-0, check that. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Get your gear and memorabilia from your favorite Bay Sox players and future stars, the Baltimore Orioles, at the Tackle Box Team Store. Jerseys, hats, autographed bats and balls, all at great prices. Located right of the main gate at Prince George's Stadium and online at BaySoxShop.com, the Tackle Box is the only place to get the best Bay Sox gear for you and your favorite fan. It's the Tackle Box at Prince George's Stadium and at BaySoxShop.com.
On the Green Incorporated is your lawn care team, providing professional organic-based lawn care programs for residential and commercial lawns. Our lawn care programs provide ballpark quality results. Each service is custom tailored with guaranteed results for even the toughest lawns. On the Green also offers outdoor pest control services. Mosquitoes, ants, ticks, and more. Safely and effectively control insects and enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green Incorporated. Go to onthegreeninc.com.
Baseball is a game of specialists. Base stealers, closers, cleanup hitters. Together, they help their team stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake Employers Insurance apart from other workers' compensation insurance companies. Our health services team includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse case managers, a physical therapist, and more. All to get your employee back to work, contain costs, and keep premiums down. That's teamwork. To learn more, connect with your agent or visit Chesapeake Employers at CEIWC.com.
Bottom of the seventh here in Richmond, still a 4-0 game. Bay Sox going with a second reliever out of the bullpen. Ryan Conroy into pitch. Tyler Birch calls it a day. He takes a no decision at the moment. Pitcher of record is Garrett Stallings. He's in line for a loss. Birch went 2 innings, gave up 2 hits and 3 runs, all earned. No strikeouts, 1 walk. He gave up a home run. It was a 3-run shot to Will Wilson with 2 outs. Here's Jacob Hayward. First pitch is a curveball called for strike. Nothing and 1 to start. Hayward 0 for 2 on the day, reached on an error in the second, was left stranded at first. Birch gave up all of that work in the fifth inning. He tossed a perfect sixth on a pair of balls, a trio of balls that never left the infield. Next pitch to Hayward misses down and away, and the count evens. A bit on Conroy, 6'3", 190-pound right-hander, drafted in the eighth round of the 2018 draft from Elon. 1-1 on its way. Check swing, pitch misses up and away, count goes to 2-1. This is the closest that Bowie will get to Conroy's alma mater this season. Of course, Elon down in North Carolina, and Of course, Richmond, the southernmost team in the Eastern League, put two and two together. The 2-1, broken bat, number foul, right side, and Hayward will have to go get a new piece of lumber from the dugout. He's got a bit of a slow trot to go retrieve it. Conroy on the season, his fifth appearance for Bowie, a 2-0 record, a 3.86 ERA. That equates to three earned runs in seven innings of work. But how about his strikeout numbers this year? 13 punchouts to just two walks allowed. He picked up the win in relief against Akron. That was, if I'm not mistaken, the second of two walk-off wins it was. He took the eighth and the ninth in that game, gave up a couple of hits and three different runners into scoring position over the two frames, but didn't allow any to score. Here's the 2-2 to Hayward. Swing and a miss. He got him. Chasing on a changeup up and in. That's the first strikeout for Conroy, sixth overall for Bay Sox pitching, and the first strikeout since Sean Roby went chasing to end the third inning. We're here in the seventh. Conroy, one of the two pitchers that was originally supposed to start the year with Bowie, fires a first pitch strike to Franklin Labor, a swing and a miss to open, nothing in one. Conroy and Matt Vogel were supposed to be on the opening day roster, but they were late call-ups to AAA Norfolk for some last-minute needed relief on a short staff. Next pitch to Labor fouled off, back to the screen, nothing in two. Conroy made one appearance with the Tides, picked up the win in relief against the Charlotte Knights, two innings, three hits, and a run with four strikeouts, and then came back down to Bowie. He's been here for the last three. 0-2 pitch, curveball, bounced, third base side, foul. Count stays. Matt Vogel, though, as it seems, Vogel should be sticking with Norfolk for the foreseeable future. What a story Vogel was. I'm really upset that we didn't get to talk about it too much because he's pitched around. The 0-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. Back-to-back punch-outs from Conroy. Got him with another curveball that time. And there's two gone here in the seventh. Seven overall strikeouts for Bowie pitching today. Vogel hadn't pitched in affiliated baseball since 2017. Bounced around the indie ball leagues. I believe four different indie ball leagues. Here's Shane Matheny. First pitch to the number nine batter is spoiled foul left side. Nothing in one to start. Matheny 0-for-2. He's hit both balls in play to Andrew Dashbach at first base. A very heavy pull there. And that's what they have him shaded for at second base as well. Next pitch. Curveball hits the upper outside corner of the zone, and the count goes even at 2. Check that, 0-2. Wind pushing in from left field now. The 0-2 pitch to Matheny. Missed just low. A ball and two strikes now. But Vogel had missed out on affiliated ball for so many years, but now he's working in AAA. Great story. The 1-2 misses away. Now the count evens at 2, so I was just looking ahead into the future. Exactly what happened. Conroy trying to strike out the side. The 2-2 is lifted up the third baseline, falling quickly. A long run from Harris, and it touches down just foul. Mere inches to the left side of the line. It is the right call, but boy, that was a close one. And again, the wind is coming in a bit from the left field corner, so it probably aided that one to getting as close to the line as it could. If there was no wind, it probably would have been a little more clear foul. But it holds the count at 2, and we'll see a 6th pitch of this plate appearance. Conroy winds and delivers the offering. Curveball, trickled foul, third base side this time. Doesn't even get to the bag. I got to say, Richmond, they're one of the early contenders for matching Bowie when it comes to just general catering for staff this season. They came across match Bowie with the Chick-fil-A this morning. Excellent work. 2-2. Misses down and in, and the count fills. Had myself a chicken biscuit for breakfast. Very nice. It's one of the best things that the Bay Sox do, too. They know how to feed. Bases empty, two outs. The payoff to Matheny is ripped on a pull to Andrew Dashbach at first. He grabs it and steps on the bag himself. Matheny has put it in play three times, and they have all gone to Dashbach. Three up, three down, seventh inning for Ryan Conroy out of the bullpen. As we move to the eighth, the Bay Sox need to get the bats moving. They trail 4-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
If you own or operate a building or facility, or if you're a general contractor that is located or operates in the D.C. area, there is no doubt that it is important for you to have the best trained and most qualified people working for you. Members of Steamfitters UA Local 602 provide the highest level of HVAC, mechanical, and specialty piping services to the various customers we serve. For more information about the services we provide and for a list of companies you can hire, please visit steamfitters-602.org.
Bay Sox Youth Baseball Camps are back in 2022, and registration is open now. Three sessions this summer led by Orioles Hall of Famer and former Rookie of the Year Al Bumbry, along with former Bay Sox outfielder Stephen Bumbry. Kids will take part in in-depth on-field instruction and go head-to-head in camp-wide games at Prince George's Stadium. All campers get a free Bay Sox hat and a ticket to a Bay Sox game of their choice. Space is limited, so head to BaySoxShop.com and reserve your spot at a Bay Sox Youth Baseball Camp today.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
We're on to the eighth inning here at the Diamond. The Bay Sox have six outs to work with as they trail 4-0. Solomon Bates back on the mound. The first pitch to Shane Fontana is ticked foul, top of the wood and back to the screen. Nothing and one to start. 9-1 and 2, two up starting with Fontana, who's 1-for-2 on the day. Singled in the third inning, got to second and was left stranded. Here's the 0-1. Up and away, count evens at a ball and a strike. The Bay Sox have not been without runners in scoring position today. They've pushed three different runners to second or third. Here's the 1-1. Lifted foul the other way, and the count goes to 1-2, including the very first pitch of the game. Hudson Haskin lined a double off of the top of the wall in right center field. Got to third base on a flyout, but was left there. Here's the 1-2 to Fontana, swinging a miss, chasing on a high fastball. Solomon Bates has retired the first four out of the pen. That's his second strikeout, fifth overall for Richmond pitching. Bates came in with eight strikeouts, two walks over his 5 2/3. Over an inning and a third today, he's already got two more. Back to the top of the lineup in Hudson Haskin, who's 1-for-2, first pitch. In there for a called strike. Definitely something wrong with the pitch speed readout. I don't think that was 47 miles an hour, but that happens. Nothing in one to open on Haskin, who grounded out to third his last time up. Next pitch misses away. Count evens at a ball and a strike. Well, that first weekend against Richmond was Hudson's breakout series. It's what really started to get him a little bit of attention, and then it, of course, carried over into the Binghamton series and then the Akron series. The 1-1, bounce foul, third base side. Count goes to 1-2. Because he collected six hits in that series, including three doubles and three home runs. Here's the 1-2. Check swing, pitch up and away, no appeal, count evens. Middle infield plays wide, the entire infield plays deep as the 2-2 is fouled off, back behind the screen and out of play. That's one of the other benefits of this ballpark with the high second level. There's really a big height change when you go from level to level, a couple of big key steps. There's plenty of opportunity to pick up foul balls. The 2-2 down and away, count fills here on Haskin, who on the season with a full count is only batting 1-for-4, but does have a home run. It was a solo shot. He's walked three times, struck out three times. The 3-2 is fouled off. Count stays. He's also actually walked an extra time after in the third inning he Worked a full count and grooved the free pass. Another payoff from Bates is fouled off of the mask of the catcher. Seen a bunch of that today. Everybody just working quickly and attacking some of these early pitches, especially with just the hot temperatures we've been dealing with a 73-degree day to start. You've got the sun beating down on you a little bit harder with an 11 o'clock start time, so it's understandable. Another payoff to Haskin. High ball four. So Haskin draws the walk for the second time today. Bowie has been so disciplined at the plate so far this season, and that's a new season high for Haskin in walks drawn. It brings Jordan Westberg up to the plate. He grounded into a double play in the third inning, hit a double his last time up. First pitch, big swinging strike on a high fastball. Well, he got a piece, but it's still a strike. Nothing in one to open. Bates works a lot better against the right-handers than he does the lefties. A 167 whip against righties, a 2-even whip against lefties. Most of his strikeouts have come against right-handed batters. Here's the 0-1. Slider misses away from Bates, and the count goes even at a ball and a strike. Bates' two wins this season is tied for the league's lead. All of Bowie's eight wins have been split between eight different pitchers as the next pitch to Westberg is swung on and missed too far ahead of the curve. A ball and two strikes now. Runner at first, one away here in the top of the eighth inning. Bay Sox trail 4-0. Bowie currently out-hitting Richmond. That's what's been so tough to swallow about today's game. 1-2, swing and a miss for strike three. Chasing on a high fastball, Westberg, and that's the third strikeout for Solomon Bates, second this inning. Here's Gunnar Henderson. First pitch to the lefty. Called a strike, lower outside corner. It's nothing and one. Henderson is 0 for his last seven at the plate. Check that last six. He drew a walk on Sunday's finale with Akron, but he also hit into a double play. Next pitch. Called a strike, down in the zone again, and it's already nothing and two. Struck out looking in the sixth inning. Flew out to left in the fourth and then to center field in the first. O2 from Bates is high. Count goes to a ball and two strikes on Henderson. No action in the Bay Sox bullpen. Will probably be Ryan Conroy to go out for the eighth inning. Don't see any issue why he wouldn't have to. The 1-2. Check swing, pitch high, didn't go. 2-2. Infield trying to pull as much as they can on Henderson, the 2-2. He reaches for it, a slider down and away, and he just lifts it foul, third base side, out of play. Count holds. Bates comes set, fires another 2-2. It's up and away for ball three. Henderson this season with full counts, only 1-for-4, but get this, 9 walks to only 3 strikeouts. Outstanding numbers there. That's second only to Andrew Dashbach's 10. With 2 outs, the runner will get a head start. There goes Haskin. The payoff is away, ball 4. So 2 walks in this frame for Solomon Bates after only walking 2 batters total in his previous 5 2/3 innings of the season. See if Richmond gets an arm up and moving, but with a 4-run advantage, they do have a little bit of breathing room. Because even at this point, if Joey Ortiz does collect his first home run of the season, it would still be a 1-run game. But we will get a meeting on the mound. Next fireworks show at Prince George's Stadium is Saturday, May 7th. It's also part of our Read and Hit a Home Run reading night for school districts in Prince George's County and Montgomery County all presented by Educational Systems Federal Credit Union. So be sure to get your slips in if you're a part of that reading program. Danny Fox doing an excellent job coordinating all of that in our front office. Saturday, May 7th, the next fireworks show at Prince George's Stadium. But there's three different fireworks shows this upcoming month. Now that April is essentially come and gone at the ballpark in Bowie, you've got three more shows in May on the 7th, then Saturday, May 21st, and Saturday, May 28th. Should all be very fun, excellent shows. Brought to you by ZY Pyrotechnics. Sin getting back into the batter's box now. He's 0 for 3, reached on an error by the second baseman in the sixth inning. There were two outs at that point, and it put runners at the corners, but they were left stranded. Bowie still trails 4-0. First pitch. Swinging a liner left field, falling quickly, but running on it. Jacob Hayward, he closes the gap and makes the play. The Bay Sox strand yet another runner into scoring position, and as we go to the bottom of the eighth, Bowie trails 4-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
The best way to take in a Bay Sox game is with a group outing at Prince George's Stadium. Everything from entertaining clients to birthday parties and even fundraising opportunities for your team, the Bay Sox offer plenty of options for your group at unbeatable rates, with plenty of options on suites, seats, and decks around the ballpark. Your group can eat their fill and have an unforgettable time. Find out more and schedule your group outing by calling 301-464-4880 or going to baysox.com.
Pest Now is proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their pest control services. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, call Pest Now. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control services, call Pest Now. You can reach us at 301-231-8300 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
From bug bites to burns, fevers to flu, and bruises to broken bones, care is around the corner at Patient First. Walk in to see a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. X-rays, lab tests, and prescription drugs are on site, and most major insurance plans are accepted. For routine illnesses and injuries, Patient First is here for you. Patient First, the name fits.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
Run to the bottom of the eighth here in Richmond. Bowie still trailing 4-0. Excellent seventh inning from Ryan Conroy out of the bullpen, and he'll try to replicate it here in the eighth, but against the top of the Richmond lineup instead of the bottom of it. He struck out two and grooved a ground out. Now he faces Michael Gigliotti, Will Wilson, and Sean Roby. That's a trio that's combined 2-for-8 today with two home runs. Counts for all of Richmond's runs. First pitch squares to bunt, and it's foul. Gigliotti has tried that before, and the first time it was a little bit closer up the third baseline, but that one actually snuck behind the batting circle, 0-1. Again, Gigliotti, an interesting choice in the leadoff slot at the moment. He's 0-for-2 leading off innings today, 3-for-12 on the season, and he swings and misses on the next offering, already behind, 0-2 here in the eighth. Did he lead off any of the games in Bowie? Let me check real quick. I believe it was Brett Arbach the entire way. It was. Next pitch. Swinging a bouncing ball to third, but foul. Very slow roller. He was too far ahead of it. And the count stays at 0-2. There was an arm up and moving in the last half inning after a couple of walks from Solomon Bates. Can't see if he's still tossing now. The 0-2. Misses inside to Gigliotti. Count goes to a ball and two strikes now. Yeah, there is a right-hander up and throwing again in the Richmond pen. 1-2 pitch. Swing and just a piece off of the glove of Roberts and rolls over to the right side. So the count stays as Gigliotti just barely hangs on by a splinter. So we can anticipate a new pitcher for the Squirrels to come out. It won't be a save situation. Another 1-2. Ooh, just missed. Maybe a bit high? Not sure. Count evens. Gigliotti does do a lot of his damage after the sixth inning this season as the 2-2 misses up and away to fill the count. Six hits and 10 at-bats with three runs driven in. much better than his overall 333 season average. Pitch on its way is down and in the dirt for ball four. So after starting out 0-2, Conroy loses him. Gigliotti draws his second walk of the game, first given up by Conroy, first base runner overall from Conroy. Third walk from Bay Sox pitching. And now you hit the tough part of the lineup between Will Wilson and Sean Roby. 11 home runs combined between the two of them, including the two home runs from each today. First pitch, called a strike, outside edge. Count opens at nothing and one. Wilson had the three-run shot off of Tyler Burch in the third, or in the fifth inning. And Roby had the solo shot in the first with two outs against Garrett Stallings. Pickoff throw back to first. A bit low, so no tag applied. Will wait on the 0-1 offering to Will Wilson. Wynn picking up now, in from left. Here's the 0-1. Misses away. Roberts had to go across the body to snag it. Count evens it, a ball and a strike. The Bay Sox bullpen has really been stepping up lately as well. Could give you some numbers in a little bit, as the 1-1 is a curveball that sails over the head of Wilson. He had to duck on it. Conroy's pitches have been missing just a tad lately, especially after starting out 0-2 to Gigliotti. Losing him with the walk and now falling behind 2-1 here to Wilson. Another pickoff throw, and that's risky because he doesn't get it, and now Gigliotti, who's attempted four steals this season and has been successful three times, he can take a much, much wider lead at first. Here's the 2-1. He feigns the takeoff, and the pitch is just nicked foul. He did take a late jump at things. Could have been a delayed hit and run, but the count goes to 2-2. So again, with those new rules, if Conroy attempts another pickoff or step off, he has to record the putout or the runner is awarded. Let's see if he takes off here. The 2-2, he stays put. It's down and away for ball three. I'd have to imagine he takes off now. See how wide his lead is. Yeah, kind of average. Here's the payoff. There he goes. The pitch is down and away for ball four, so it doesn't matter. Back-to-back walks given up by Ryan Conroy. Ending off to a much different start than what it was seeming when he started 0-2 on Michael Gigliotti. And that's going to lead to a mound visit from Josh Conway. Care's around the corner at Patient First. Urgent care. That's open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. No appointment needed. Learn more at patientfirst.com. Game started quickly for Bowie. They got a leadoff double from Hudson Haskin on the first pitch of the day. 11:07 a.m. it came across, and it bounced off of the right field wall within the same minute. Haskin got to third on a flyout, but was left stranded there, and at the moment, that's pretty much the closest the Bay Sox have gotten. They got a walk in the second, double play. They got a single and a walk in the third, double play. They got another walk in the fifth, double play. They got a double in the sixth from Jordan Westberg. He moved to third on an error with two outs, but was left stranded there. And then they drew two walks in the eighth, but couldn't bring anyone home. Jake Dahlberg tossing up six blanks. Solomon Bates tossing up two blanks. And Richmond will probably go with another reliever for the ninth as Bowie trails 4-0. Here's Sean Roby. First pitch is a curveball, misses high, and the count starts out at 1-0. That's the first pitch ball from Conroy today, even after walking these first two in the inning. 1-0 to Roby. Misses down the fastball. It's 2-0. At this point, as things are definitely getting a little bit wide from Conroy, with a four-run deficit, what you just want most out of it is to have him get through the inning without disaster. Here's the 2-0. Misses down. It's 3-0 on Roby. He's got seven home runs in the year, so I could see him having the green light right now. But who knows? Conroy foots the rubber. Holds ball in glove at the chest. Now comes set. Stares back runner at second for a quick minute and then fires the 3-0. It's right down Broadway for a called strike. Roby only 4 for 14 with runners in scoring position. Surprisingly, of his 7 home runs, only one has come with a runner at second or third base. Here's the 3-1. Roby watches a called strike on the upper inside corner. Conroy has battled back to run the count full, but still really needs a good put-down pitch here. Can't lose him to load the bases. That'd be a tough sell, as Bowie is getting a right-hander up and active in the bullpen. Not throwing, but moving. Payoff pitch to Roby. Swing and a miss. He got him. Went with something soft a bit down. And Conroy with a crucial strikeout, his third of the day. First out here in the eighth inning. And now here's Frankie Tostado, who's 0 for 3. A couple of well-struck balls, but he grounded out softly to first base his last time up. He's not hit into a double play yet this season, and he does get it into the air more often than he does on the ground. First pitch to Tostado. Lefty lines it right field, base hit. Watson scoops. It was so well hit, it will not score the run. It advances the runners only one bag, but it loads the bases here with only one out in the bottom of the eighth inning. For Tostado, that was only his fourth hit with runners in scoring position this season in his 14th at bat. And it doesn't even drive anyone in. It turns now to, and it looks to be Shelton Perkins up for the Bay Sox in their bullpen. Bowie got out of a bases-loaded jam back in the second inning thanks to a double play. They could do it again. First pitch to Martirano is fouled off. Top of the wood and back to the screen, nothing in one. Martirano has not hit into a double play, and much the same as Tostado, he gets it into the air just a little bit more often, a ground ball to fly ball ratio of about 0.8. Here's the 0-1. Pitch down and away, that's where Roberts was set up for it, but Martirano did not chase. A ball and a strike. Inning started with back-to-back walks. Michael Gigliotti started out behind, nothing and two. Drew the walk. Will Wilson walked to follow on a full count. Sean Roby struck out swinging. Tostado, a line drive single to load the bases. Here's the 1-1. In there for a called strike. Fastball nicks the lower outside corner. It's 1-2. Big chance here for Ryan Conroy to get out of this dastardly scenario. Martirano has drawn one walk with the bases loaded this season. That's his only plate appearance. And time called. It's by Martirano. So we'll wait. Entire infield plays at a regular depth, hoping for two. The 1-2 pitch. Swinging a liner left field, base hit. One run scores. Rounding third and coming home to score is Wilson as the ball ricochets off the corner. Going from first all the way to home is Tostado. As the throw comes in, it hits off of Tostado. He's safe. It rolls away as Martirano scampers into third base. Bases clearing hit for Martirano. Makes it a 7-0 ball game. Should go down as a double with Martirano advancing to third on the throw. His second double of the year. And that more or less puts things a little out of reach for Bowie at this point. Here's Tyler Fitzgerald. Infield initially was going to play in, but now they back up. First pitch, Fitzgerald floats it into center field. This is falling in for a base hit and will score another run. Picked up off a bounce by Hudson Haskin in center as Fitzgerald picks up the ribby, his sixth of the season. Martirano's three runs driven in puts him up to eight, and it's 8-0 Richmond here in the bottom of the eighth inning. And that's the change. Out comes Kyle Moore, and Shelton Perkins will take over. Tough inning for Ryan Conroy after tossing such a clean and perfect seventh. Two walks, three base hits, all with only one out recorded here in the eighth. Perkins comes out of the bullpen. We'll tell you more about him after this. Bowie trails 8-0 here in the bottom of the eighth inning. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
A birthday bash with the Bay Sox is the best time at the ballpark. Bring your friends and family out to celebrate and be the star of the show. Dance on the dugout with Louie, play games in the stadium, introduce a batter in the game, and you'll even get to have the stadium sing for you. Bay Sox birthday parties, an unforgettable, one-of-a-kind experience at Prince George's Stadium. Book yours by calling 301-464-4880 or at baysox.com.
From sprains to stitches, sore throats to stomach aches, and pulled muscles to poison ivy, care is around the corner at Patient First. Walk in to see a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. X-rays, lab tests, and prescription drugs are on site, and most major insurance plans are accepted. For routine illnesses and injuries, Patient First is here for you. Patient First, the name fits.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox. Open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
Pitching change here in the bottom of the eighth inning for Bowie, as there's a runner at first base. What has happened other than just that single from Tyler Fitzgerald? It was a pair of walks drawn by Gigliotti and Wilson. Sean Roby struck out swinging, but then a single by Frankie Tostado to load the bases, a bases-clearing double by Brandon Martirano, and then an RBI single by Tyler Fitzgerald, all against Ryan Conroy, knocking him out of the game in what's now an 8-0 affair. A four-run inning for Richmond as Shelton Perkins takes over on the mound for the Bay Sox. The line on Conroy is not closed. A runner at first belongs to him. But at the moment, an inning in the third, he gave up three hits, and so far, four runs all earned. It could go to five. He struck out three, walked two, did not allow a home run. But again, pitcher of record today is Garrett Stallings, as Bowie is currently being shut out. They'd have to score at least eight runs to take Stallings off of the hook. Even though Stallings only tossed four innings of one-hit ball and allowed one run, still the difference maker. So Perkins will face Jacob Hayward to start. Double play could get us quickly out of the inning, and Hayward has hit into two of them this season, but the first pitch misses down and away. 1-0, the count starts here. Hayward has hit into two of them, but he actually only hits it onto the ground about half as often as he hits it into the air. So we'll see what happens as the next pitch misses high from Perkins. 2-0. Shelton Perkins, a 5'10", 215-pound right-hander, drafted in the 16th round of the 2019 draft from James Madison. Makes his fifth appearance of the year for Bowie, the 2-0. Misses away, three balls and no strikes to open on Hayward. On the year for the Bay Sox, an 0-1 record, a 7.71 ERA. That's 4 2/3 innings of work with four earned runs, five strikeouts, seven walks. Next pitch home. Called a strike, nicks the upper outside corner, 3-1. But so much of that damage for Perkins was just in his first outing of the season. It was against Richmond, but afterwards, he's been great. 3 2/3 innings over his last three appearances as Hayward ropes one up the third base line, but just foul. Gunnar Henderson realized that it was going to hook a little bit too much, so he decided not to expend the extraordinary effort, save it for now, especially this early in the morning. Well, it's not the morning anymore, but you get what I'm saying. So the count fills on Hayward. Runner at first, one away here in the bottom of the eighth. Pitch home from Perkins is bounced over to third. This time a fair ball, scooped to the chest, turned for two, picked by Westberg, but he can't go anywhere to first as he had to take it a bit low and dropped to a knee at the last second. Fielder's choice does eliminate the lead runner. It goes 5-4. Hayward is at first base now, replacing Fitzgerald. So after Perkins gave up those four earned to Richmond on the ninth, since then, he's made three appearances, tossed 3 2/3 innings, and he was the tough luck loser the other day. And before Franklin Labor gets into the box, he didn't get in fast enough, so he's issued an automatic strike call. Nothing in one to open. First pitch from Perkins is a curveball, misses up and away. It's 1-1. But Perkins has only allowed two hits and one unearned run in that extra inning loss to Akron on Sunday. The 1-1. Fouled off right side. Count goes to 1-2. But the way Perkins is being used, it definitely seems like he could one day, not at the moment, but if things can improve for him and he can get a little bit more of that consistency on the zone, he might be Bowie's closer. Next pitch is grounded toward the Bay Sox dugout. Count stays at a ball and two strikes. Because at this rate, Perkins will have finished every single game he's appeared in for Bowie. He'd be the finishing pitcher. He's just not had any save opportunities just yet. The next pitch misses inside. Count goes even at two. Because the Bay Sox have played four games decided by one run, but two of them were walk-offs. And the one-run loss on Sunday was an extra inning, so there wasn't really anything for a blown save. Bowie actually had to come back from a deficit to tie the game and force extras. Next pitch to Bills. So Jacob Hayward will get a head start at first base. He's not attempted a stolen base this year, not too much speed. Payoff pitch as Hayward takes off, and it's grounded over to short. Waiting back on it easily is Ortiz. He scoops and fires a bit low to first, but it's there in time, finally ending the inning. But Richmond puts this one a little bit further out of reach with a four-run frame. Three hits, no errors, one left on base. And as we move to the ninth, the Bay Sox have three outs to try and score eight to tie this one up. We'll see. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Sunday, May 22nd, it's a fiesta at Prince George's Stadium. For the first time this season, the Bay Sox will transform into El Congrejos Fantasmas de Chesapeake and face off against Los Perros Calientes de Akron as part of Minor League Baseball's Copa de la Diversión. It'll be a Latin fiesta celebration all afternoon around the ballpark, all presented by Chesapeake Employers Insurance. Get your tickets today at 301-464-4865 and online at baysox.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
Baseball is a game of specialists, base stealers, closers, cleanup hitters. Together, they help their team stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake Employers Insurance apart from other workers' compensation insurance companies. Our health services team includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse case managers, a physical therapist, and more, all to get your employee back to work, contain costs, and keep premiums down. That's teamwork. To learn more, connect with your agent or visit Chesapeake Employers at CEIWC.com.
Back to Richmond for the ninth inning of what's an 8-0 ball game. Bowie has a long way to go to try and with the Squirrels. They're having a tough time with their Southwest Division foe. Despite their weak hitting this season, they've played at 8 against the Bay Sox. Andrew Dashbach will be the first batter for Bowie in this frame, the number 5 batter overall, followed by Dylan Harris and Cody Roberts. First pitch, lifted foul, third base side out of play. Count begins at 0-1. Dashbach has gone 0 for his last 2-plus games now, 0 for 2 today, but he has drawn 8 walks over his last 6 games total, so he's at least still being disciplined at the zone. Just really trying to get the contact back. The 0-1, check swing, misses inside, no appeal, 1-1. Again after Dashbach, Dylan Harris, then Cody Roberts. As the wind dies down just a tad, but still coming in directly from the left field corner. Here's the 1-1. Called a strike, upper outside corner. Count goes to 1-2. Two sides meet again tomorrow for the continuation of the series. It's back to normal 6:35 start times. And then, of course, a day game on Sunday. Here's the 1-2. Dashbach watches it bounce in. Count evens. And it'll be a good-looking start for Bowie, when Ryan Watson will climb the hill for his first start of the season. He's been supreme out of the bullpen for the Bay Sox, but Richmond throws a starter that blanked the Bay Sox 2 weeks ago. 2-2. Bounced foul again by Dashbach. That one into the netting above the Bay Sox dugout. Count holds. Kaiwei Tang is the scheduled starter for the Squirrels. He tossed 5 scoreless against Bowie. Second game of the season at Prince George's Stadium. Gave up only 2 hits, 6 strikeouts, and a walk. Much the same as today, the Bay Sox got a chunk of runners into scoring position against Tang, but just couldn't do anything with it. The game eventually was tied going into the ninth, but Richmond played at 7 in the ninth inning, and Bowie lost that one 9-2. Here's the 2-2. Check swing. They appeal. He went around. Dashbach is down on strikes. He kind of assumed that that bring away from the batter's box before the official call came in. But now he heads back to the dugout on what's probably going to end up as an 0-for-3 day. First strikeout for R.J. Dabovich, who's in. Don't think I even mentioned that we had a pitching change. Solomon Bates, his line is final. 2 innings, no hits. 3 strikeouts, 2 walks. Here's Dylan Harris, first pitch. Misses up and away. Count starts out at 1-0. I mean, when it's an 8-0 game, you can start to loosen up some of the nuts and bolts of everything because it's a little difficult to get too invested from time to time. But we are close to wrapping this one up as the 1-0 is swung on and missed down low. Count evens at a ball and a strike on Dylan Harris, who's 0-for-2 on the day, in grave danger of losing that 5-game hit streak to start his Double-A career. Dabovich, tall right-hander, kicks and fires the next. It's a curveball called for strike on the inner edge. It's 1-2. R.J. Dabovich is a 6'3", 215-pound right-hander from Pueblo, Colorado, drafted in the 4th round of the 2020 draft. Picks were at a premium that season. There were only 5 rounds. The 1-2, down and in, count evens. 5th appearance this season for the right-hander Dabovich. 1-0 record, a 5.40 ERA in 5 innings of work. He struck out 5. Has not walked anyone just yet. 2-2 count on the lefty Harris. Pitch home. A half swing. He went around. He knew it. He didn't argue. So Harris is down on strikes. And as the Bay Sox have been having trouble reading that breaking ball inside from Dabovich, lefty or righty, it was still an issue. So back-to-back strikeouts now, and Harris will probably put up his first offer in the Double-A ranks this season. As Bowie is down to their final out this afternoon, here's Cody Roberts. First pitch, Roberts watches a called strike, lower inside corner, count begins at 0-1. And just as we're getting close to wrapping this game up, the sun has finally just stretched a little bit behind the cantilever roofs here at the Diamond and given us a little bit. Pitch misses down, count evens at a ball and a strike. Around the time this game had started, I literally just grabbed spare towels around the press box here and used them to shade my laptops and my broadcasting equipment to keep them up from overheating. And now we finally get a bit of shade. The 1-1 bounces in again to Roberts. And the count goes to 2 balls and a strike. 0-for-3 day for Cody Roberts. He hit into a double play back in the 5th inning. The Bay Sox have hit into 3 double plays today, taking away multiple opportunities at a rally. Here's the 2-1. Roberts swings and misses on a high fastball. Count evens at 2, and the Bay Sox are down to their final strike. Game was 1-0 for the first 4 innings. Sean Roby had a 2-out solo home run. And Bowie constantly threatened but just couldn't get it across. And they're in danger of being shut out for the first time this season. 2-2 the count. Bases empty, 2 outs in the top of the 9th. The pitch home, swinging a lofted ball out toward right field. Labor running on it, closing the gap, and just in fair territory, he brings it down to end the game. The Bay Sox are shut out for the first time this season. A Tuesday morning affair in the Diamond ends in an 8-0 loss. A tough one for Bowie. We'll step aside and tell you more about it with Bay Sox postgame when we come back. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Most people don't know what a steam fitter is. More importantly, what we do and how much it impacts you. Just take a moment to think about what your world would look like if you didn't have the ability to generate electricity, to have heating or air conditioning, microchip production, internet service, web-based storage, cellular service, and frozen or refrigerated produce. Could you imagine? And these are just some of the things that we impact. Please visit steamfitters-602.org. And let's talk about how we can bring value to you.
Fielder's Choice Flex Packs with the Bowie Bay Sox. The best value to see the best games at Prince George's Stadium. You could save up to 30% on your selected seat from day one and enjoy a number of exclusive member change options, discounts on suite rentals, special access to the Diamond View Restaurant, and a free members collectible at your first home game of the year. Get your pack now by calling 301-464-4865 or heading online to baysox.com.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush mountain regions of Colombia and Brazil to Royal Farms. But less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machines grind those rich, flavorful coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
It's now time for the Bowie Bay Sox post-game show. Let's head back to the ballpark with Matt Savanas.
Well, a very quiet afternoon here at the Diamond in Richmond as the Bay Sox are shut out for the first time this season. As we get rolling with Bay Sox postgame, Matt Savanas with you from Richmond. Again, your final today, 8-0 Richmond, as Bowie had plenty of chances to maybe break through for an inning or two, but quickly got shut down in every opportunity. They hit into three double plays this afternoon. Let's recap this one briefly. The first pitch came home all the way back at 11:07 in the morning, and at that same moment, it was lifted into right field for a double by Hudson Haskin. But Haskin would not score for Bowie. He advanced to third on a flyout, but was left there after Jake Dahlberg was able to work scoreless. Dahlberg then faced the minimum in the second inning thanks to the first of three double plays. He gave up two base runners in the third, but another double play got him out of that jam with only one runner into scoring position. Tossed a perfect fourth. In the fifth, another double play after a leadoff walk. And then after a one-out double in the sixth by Jordan Westberg and an error, Dahlberg got out of it by picking up two of his three strikeouts. Meanwhile, Garrett Stallings picked up the start for Bowie, and while he only gave up one run, it was the long ball that hurt him and led to him being the losing pitcher today. After two quick strikeouts to open, Sean Roby, tied for the league's lead with six home runs at the time, lifted a solo home run to right center field for his league-leading seventh and made it a 1-0 game. Early in the game, that would be the nail in the coffin for Bowie, as we would come to find out. Stallings would get into a bases-loaded jam with nobody out in the second inning behind a walk, a hit-by-pitch, and an error, but he grooved a quick strikeout of Franklin Labor and an incredible 3-6-1 double play, perfectly turned by the infield and Stallings, too, to get out of that jam and keep it just the 1-0 game. Stallings tossed a perfect third and a perfect fourth, but his main problem was just working deep in counts, as he got so deep into the game, his pitch count had climbed upwards of 70 after only maxing out at 70 over five innings of work his last time out at Akron. After the fourth inning completed, Bowie turned over to Tyler Burch, and Burch ran into a bit of trouble out of the gate. Gave up a triple to Franklin Labor with one out. With two outs, he walked Michael Gigliotti to put runners at the corners, and then gave up a three-run home run to right center field by Will Wilson, making it a 4-0 affair. Burch recovered and tossed a perfect sixth inning. Ryan Conroy came in and followed with his own perfect inning, striking out two in a scoreless seventh. But the eighth inning got out of hand for Burch. He walked two batters, got a quick strikeout of Sean Roby, but then gave up a single, a bases-loaded, bases-clearing double for Brandon Martirano, and then an RBI single for Tyler Fitzgerald that knocked Conroy out of the game. He eventually gave up four runs, all earned on just three hits in an inning and a third of work. Shelton Perkins came in and closed out the eighth by getting a couple of quick outs. Meanwhile, Bowie went up empty against Solomon Bates. They could not collect a base hit against him. As a matter of fact, Bowie didn't get a base hit against either of Richmond's relievers, Bates or R.J. Dabovich. Dabovich came in for the ninth with the 8-0 advantage and set down the side in order with two strikes. Your final line score, Bowie scores nothing on four hits with one error. They left on seven. Richmond scores eight runs on six hits with one error. They left on four. Winning pitcher is Jake Dahlberg. He moves to 1-0 on the year. Losing pitcher is Garrett Stallings. He falls to 1-1. No save. Game was played in 2 hours and 28 minutes in front of a paid attendance here at the Diamond of 5,709. With the loss, Bowie falls to 8-7 on the year, a 3-game losing skid for the Bay Sox. They're now 3-3 on the road. And with the win, Richmond moves to 9-7. They leapfrog Bowie in the standings. Their 1-game losing skid is over. They've won two of their last three. and they're now 5-2 here in front of the home crowd at the Diamond. Again, this is the only game in the Eastern League that got going this early. The rest of the circuit will get going around 6 and then 6:35. But we'll step aside, and when we come back, we'll preview that outlook of the scoreboard and the rest of the Orioles organization as a whole. There were a couple of early games among the other affiliates. So we'll tell you about that in a little more detail when we return. But again, your final today from the Diamond, Bowie nothing, Richmond 8. You're listening to Bay Sox Postgame.
From sprains to stitches, sore throats to stomach aches, and pulled muscles to poison ivy, care is around the corner at Patient First. Walk in to see a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. X-rays, lab tests, and prescription drugs are on site, and most major insurance plans are accepted. For routine illnesses and injuries, Patient First is here for you. Patient First, the name fits.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
Hey, Bay Sox fans, if you've got a teacher or educator in your life that's meant a lot to you, or if you're one yourself, then you don't want to miss out on the Bay Sox Educator Appreciation Week from Tuesday, June 28th to Friday, July 1st. Teachers and educators who show a school ID at the Bay Sox ticket office will get 2 free tickets to a game of their choice between those days, all sponsored by Educational Systems Federal Credit Union. Again, it's Educam Tuesday, June 28th to Friday, July 1st.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With 2 of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the D.C. area, we love to see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit radsmile.com today and book your free consult. That's radsmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Bowie Bay Sox.
From the Diamond as we continue with Bay Sox postgame. A shutout loss for Bowie this afternoon, 8-0. Starting this series on a sour note, but still 5 games left to play, so nothing too concerning at the moment. Let's go ahead and take a look around the Eastern League. This is the only game to get started this early, so the best we can get you is some previews around the rest of the AA circuit. Harrisburg and Hartford will go toe-to-toe at FNB Field. That should be a fun interdivisional matchup coming at 6 o'clock. That's the earliest following game. Harrisburg leads the pack in the Eastern League at 10-6. But then a matchup of the top 2 teams in the Northeast Division, Portland and Somerset. They were really duking it out a lot early last year, but then Somerset made the late pull away, and then, of course, with the playoff format the way it was last season, Bowie was able to just sneak past Somerset and be the only other team into the postseason along with Akron, regardless of the fact that both Akron and Bowie were in the Southwest Division. But now this season, it's back to that split-season format, and the divisions have returned to their favor. So that will be an important series between Portland and Somerset. We'll see what happens at 6:35. It's in New Jersey. New Hampshire and Reading toe-to-toe at Delta Dental Stadium at 6:35 as well. The Fisher Cats are 8-7 on the year. Reading, they've been off to a couple of years. They're only 4-11. Erie makes the trip out to Marabito Stadium in Binghamton for a 6:35 tilt. Start of a 6-game series there. The Seawolves have one of the best pitching staffs in the league at the moment, but the Rumble Ponies do have a pretty good offense. Bowie found that out the hard way when they were able to take a couple of games early on, but then ran into a couple of long balls later in that series before walking away with the series victory. And then a close matchup between 2 Southwest Division foes. Altoona makes the trip to Akron for their first meeting of the 2022 season. Around the Orioles affiliates, there were 3 morning games today. The Bay Sox were the first to get done. Norfolk and Gwinnett had a rain delay, so they didn't get started until about 12:30. But the Tides broke ahead to an early 2-0 advantage. Gwinnett took the lead in the bottom of the first, 3-2, but then Norfolk retook the lead in the top of the second, and that's where they sit right now. It's 4-3 in the bottom of the third. That's at Cool-Ray Field in Georgia. Delmarva and Augusta playing a low-scoring affair. There's only 2 hits for the Shorebirds in this one. It's 1-1 down at SRP Park in South Carolina. And then later today, Aberdeen will get started with a 7:05 tilt against Jersey Shore. That's the Phillies affiliate in the High A ranks. I'd have to check. I believe Adley Rutschman is scheduled to join the team for this upcoming series since they're at home. Of course, lineup's not posted just yet. It's much, much too early for that. But we'll see if Rutschman plays, and if he does, we'll try and get you a recap of his performance sometime tomorrow ahead of Bowie's next game. Speaking of Bowie's next game, they're back at it at 6:35 here from the Diamond for Game 2 of this series to try and even it up with the Squirrels in this set. It'll be Ryan Watson making his first start of the year, his third overall appearance, and he'll try to continue what's been just an outstanding opening to his Double-A career. He's come out for 8 innings and retired every batter he's faced. Outstanding work. A 24 up his career. He'll face off against Kaiwei Tang, who will be making his second start against Bowie and fourth overall. He blanked the Bay Sox his last time around while striking out 8 batters. He took a no decision, though, because the game was tied at 2 for much after the Bay Sox charged back late. Richmond would put on 8 runs, or check that, 7 runs in the top of the 9th inning and cruise away with the 9-2 victory. So, yeah, Bowie has just had a tough time with some of those big innings from this Squirrels team. That 4-run 8th inning today put this one out of reach. So, for one last time here from the Diamond, your final, Richmond 8, Bowie nothing. This is Matt Sabatis saying thanks for stopping by. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. We hope you enjoyed today's game and join us next time for another exciting broadcast coming up soon. This has been a presentation of the Bowie Bay Sox.